fucking smaller than fucking Philly.
The Kentucky scene, you think it's small?
Yeah.
It's Kentucky. Fried chicken is small.
Yeah. Literally, anybody been from there?
You can't even name three towns in Kentucky.
No. Louisville.
Okay.
Lexington.
All right, you're at two.
Kansas City.
No. All right. Kansas City.
That's Missouri.
Yeah.
You know that's a tricky one, though.
It is.
No, it's not
in Kansas.
Why is that a thing?
No,
why?
There's a Kansas City, Kansas, too.
Well, yeah. No, the city's in two states.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
And I know that.
I thought the other one wasn't
Kansas
Missouri.
Kansas and Kentucky are like nowhere near each other.
But doesn't
all right, Mr. Geography, man.
What's the arch in St. Louis? Isn't that like connect Kansas City? I mean, no. Kansas and Missouri? Is that what that is?
Doesn't
that cross
St. Louis?
Yeah.
But doesn't it go across the border of Missouri?
That's in St. Louis, bro.
Are y'all sure?
Yeah.
There's a body of water in between
them. St. Lunatics.
No. But there's a body of water in between that arch.
That's
and you're saying
of
all of that is just one.
Mike, no.
What Hold on, I'm gonna look this
Great
shit
Lakes
up.
Is by is
Great Lakes, nigga.
The Great Lakes are all north.
That's Michigan.
It's north, all north.
Michael.
All of them. Every single one of them.
Hold on.
All
right, wait. If I gave you a map with none of the names on the states, how many states could you get right? Be honest.
I can get at least 25. I get half.
I like geography. So I could probably give you at least 35.
I can get half. I can get half.
Next episode, I'm bringing a sheet of paper with that.
No studying either.
Right now.
No studying either. Please don't.
Yo, why are you? Yo, hold on. Why? When did this come to put Mike on the spot? I bet none of you niggas can get over 40.
You sure about you? Because I love that. That's my subject.
I think I can do
nigga,
it.
That's your job to know where shit is.
I think I can get 40.
You a history major.
So when I was making excuses,
you better be able to read a map,
you just bet.
I didn't know
I'm into the bet.
I'm a marketing major. I don't give a shit about what the fuck the state of capital of Missouri is.
No one asked you about the capitals.
I need to sell them niggas toilet paper.
You know what I remember from fourth grade?
I'm good except for the mid.
The whole Midwest is a wash.
Nothing exists. Like the Dakotas, Montana, all that. That's where I get fucked
up. That whole middle part is fucked.
Could you get the whole East Coast right? Be honest.
No, I get
the entire.
I can even
the small states like Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
100%.
All right, name Florida up the East Coast.
100%, I get
in line. Nate,
what? Where are we?
Name Florida up.
Stop.
The East Coast.
Stop.
Somebody give me a blank U.S. map right now.
He's pulling up on TV.
All right,
so it's your birthday.
I need to look at it.
Look.
All right, so bad.
Stop. All right, here we go. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. Let me tell you the bet.
All right.
You get this right.
All right.
Wait, what? The East Coast or
East Coast?
Okay.
Or wait, up to you. East or should we make it a little harder? Because the bet I'm busy.
If he get the East Coast wrong, he got to put his mic down.
No.
it won't be a show.
You said 25. You said 25.
I can get 25. Definitely could get 25.
All right, let's go.
You give me 25 tomorrow night. You go to Fogo to chat with me. On your boy, happy birthday.
Nigga, I'm about to get the surf and turf, bitch.
This nigga about to get Corey a fucking $1,000 bill.
How many errors do I get?
None. 25. You got to get 25 right.
But I'm just saying, like, if I miss one, that's just, I'm done now?
Because, like,
don't count.
Huh?
It don't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count to your 25.
All
right,
bet.
All right, no. I give you get 30. You got to get at least 25 right. You got 30. You got 30 in the chamber. I give you 30. You're getting 30.
So I get 5 mess-ups.
Mess-ups.
Okay.
And we're going up the East Coast.
Come on. Let me run off. Because you're getting scared. Hold on. I'm about to get the surfing turf on your ass. Don't do that to me. Because that's...
Hold on.
You're
doing...
I'll get two
hold on.
Right
now you're doing
nigga.
Too much.
I'll get two right now, nigga.
Keenan, stop. Back up.
We're going to mark them off as it does it.
Somebody record this as I'm doing it.
I'm recording it.
All right, so... From the bottom, count them all, Q. That's Florida. That's Georgia.
Go left.
Left?
No. That isn't East Coast if you go left.
No. It's not.
But he's telling me to go left.
Oh,
I'm
you're
not
just,
listening.
So you're just going to tell him where to go?
No, he's not telling. He can't tell me shit.
Yeah, I'm about
that
to say.
Part
tell
of
me what I'm getting.
All right.
So that's Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware.
Wait, get up. You have your mic. Get up and
I
go.
Oh my God! I gotta point these bitches out.
Yes, Haven. All right, thank you.
Florida,
yes.
Yeah.
Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. Virginia, Maryland, the District of Columbia. No, that's Delaware. Sorry.
Wait. Ain't no retries.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Rack one.
Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York.
Yeah, it's getting foggy up here, ain't it?
I'm going to go back to Illinois.
That's wrong.
That's Michigan, sorry.
No,
that's too wrong.
Nah, that's
how many, how am I at now?
You got two.
Two.
More.
How many do I got?
You're nowhere near 25.
Yeah,
no, no, somebody keep track. Don't do that.
One, two, three, four.
So y'all niggas need to keep track. If y'all going.
He's at like 9.
2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6, 7, 8. And then you're at like 10 because you named 2. 10?
Okay.
No, he's at 9 because he got a DC wrong.
Well, DC's not a state anyway, so.
Yeah, he a fucking
name. Yeah, at least.
Hold up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What are you?
He got 10.
Yeah, I think he got
10. He has 10. He has 10.
Y'all are stealing already.
It's 10. He pointed to Delaware and said DC.
No, he said Delaware. He said Delaware.
Texas?
He said Delaware.
Texas.
Okay. 11.
Hawaii.
12.
Alaska.
13.
New Mexico.
14.
Arizona.
15.
Wait, California.
16.
Nevada.
Wait.
17.
What?
He got one wrong because I'm looking at the four corners.
He got
17. No, hold on.
He didn't get any of those wrong.
Wait.
Can we shut the fuck up now so I can go?
He didn't get the. They're all right.
Okay.
Louisiana.
Yep.
Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
What's that?
That's 19.
This one gets tasty. Yeah. North and South Dakota.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Now, these two fuck me up.
Oh, you should know those.
You should actually know that. That's the easiest one.
So you're at 21. You should know those.
Okay.
Are we giving him Hawaii and Alaska?
Yeah, like, bitch.
Those are states. Those are states.
Y'all cheating now. Right, y'all are cheating.
States, bro.
State, nigga?
Yeah, it is.
All right, then. Shut up. Did I get this one?
No.
You did. He did. That's yeah. That's Nevada.
Oregon and Washington.
No.
All right, nigga.
Fuck.
You should know this, Mike.
I'm going to say this one's Oregon and this one's Washington.
Nah.
Damn.
That's four wrong.
Damn.
So Washington and Oregon.
You didn't get those right.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you got wrong.
If I get them right, so where am I now?
You're at 21.
But you were at four misses. So you got 21. Yeah, one more fuck up.
21.
You're at home tomorrow. All
right, so I said this one's Virginia.
Yo, you're going over states you already got. Come on.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Because I'm leading it to West Virginia. Pussy.
And that's,
okay, wrong. That's wrong as hell.
Give me my five.
That's West Virginia.
Nigga, that's Kentucky.
That's Tennessee.
I'm sorry, that's Tennessee.
That's West Virginia.
No, West Virginia is there.
That's West Virginia.
Yeah, nah, nigga.
Because you're wrong.
And you got to remember Memo. So look, I'm going to show y'all something. Memo.
Wisconsin.
Can you move to the left? What? Look, y'all right there. Up to the left.
Almost got. You almost got steak for free tomorrow, Mike.
Move to the left. That top, you see the boot at the top?
Yeah.
That's Minnesota. Down, go down low. That's Iowa. Okay, now you go low. That's Missouri.
No.
That's Arkansas. That's a
Arkansas. Yeah, because Arkansas and Tennessee are together.
And Mississippi. Yeah, and Mississippi and Alabama are the ones back to back. It's Arkansas, man.
Did I get 5 messes? I thought I got 3.
No.
Who the what I fuck up on?
You fucked up Washington and Oregon.
D.C., West Virginia.
D.C.?
Yes.
How did I fuck up D.C.?
I don't know.
You put into Delaware.
So now you're
you pointed
to
Delaware and said District of Columbia.
No, you know you fucked up D.C. Y'all are West Virginia, you fucked
y'all are,
up
y'all are,
Michigan,
y'all are capping.
You know what's funny? I was actually worried that I almost owed you dinner.
Y'all are capping, bro.
Sidebar, Trey Sermon declare for the draft.
Mike, you know that whole time you didn't name California?
I did say California.
He did. Yes, he did.
I said California,
he did.
Nevada.
He did.
He said Cali.
Nah, he got all the big states.
You were too focused on him being wrong. That's why.
Because he's a hater. Because he's a hater.
I don't think you ever said California.
I did say California.
He literally
said California.
Said,
well,
Julian has it on film.
Nigga, yeah, he said Texas. New Mexico, Arizona, and California.
Not gonna lie, I was impressed with you.
He said California too.
I mean, California, Nevada.
I didn't think he was gonna go left.
Unless you want to give me some.
Yeah, I didn't hear.
He said it. He said California and Nevada. He got all four of those ones.
Nah,
right.
He got to 20. Nah, he got to 21, and then that's where he failed.
21.
He got to 21, and then.
And I don't see you doing better, and I don't see you doing much better.
Mike, my job is literally organizing stuff across the country. I know where 90% of states
Where watermelon grows, nigga.
It's where watermelon
don't grow in Iowa.
My first job out of college is a
freight
broker.
It ain't in Nebraska either.
My first job out of college is a freight broker, nigga. That's all I did.
Yeah, freight broke my ass.
It's a freight broker. Nigga, you got to New York and you had Connecticut right next to it. Anytime you go through New York.
The Connecticut, New Hampshire.
Connecticut's first.
That New England shit fucks me up.
Connecticut. Massachusetts, Maine. Connecticut, understand Massachusetts, all that, Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts are above Connecticut, and then you got Maine above the whole thing.
Well, and then you got Vermont.
Vermont's above New York.
Above New York.
Right yes. next
and
to New
York. And then you bunch that in, Rhode Island is in that little piece. It's
the littlest piece.
Yeah. It's a little bit. Like, it's like, I want to stay away from that.
Yeah.
Which one? And then the Indiana is in there.
No, Indiana is not in there.
Not in there, but
okay,
I'm talking
about say,
Pennsylvania. It's sneaky.
Pennsylvania, Nebraska, Ohio, Indiana. Right in the line.
Nebraska,
Ohio, Indiana. That's
I think I got it. Y'all
nah,
tripping.
You were nowhere.
I don't think I got five mess ups though.
You said DC.
So what? Are y'all? Hold up. For
West Virginia.
Before we let this go, are y'all counting that Washington, Nevada? That
Washington, Oregon,
Washington, Oregon thing is two or one?
They're two different states. Oh no, you got both of them wrong. Technically,
but no, it's who one mistake. What?
No, it's
no.
Not.
You got both of them wrong.
If that was a test, you would get two wrong answers.
Yeah. And that's how we're grading.
I would dispute that. And
how?
I would get it right. I would get it right.
Because I got one wrong, the other one's right.
No, you got two wrong answers because that's two different questions.
I'm going to pay for myself.
But, you
child.
Have to
Pussy
know this. Oregon is above California. That's the
yes.
rule.
That's cool. Who else is going to Fogo? Are y'all going?
I have the DJ tomorrow.
It's like 7. It's like 8. It's going. You almost got a free meal.
I wasn't rooting against you, nigga. It ain't my money. I
was
definitely.
I was rooting against you. You never root for me, Q. And I don't know what this is. I don't know what this energy is.
Not true.
Q trying to be the fat nigga on the podcast. He's trying to muscle
you out. He's trying to muscle you out.
That quarter white is getting stronger every pod.
You're going to only be one. I'm trying to be the number one, Mike.
That fucking conquistador energy, man. It's terrible, bro. Oh my god! See, look, that's why he know all the states because he know all them bitches that he took over.
Oh Jesus!
He said, "Yeah, we killed them niggas here.
I own slaves here.
We got them motherfuckers out of here. Got them motherfuckers out of here.
Kicked the Native Americans to here.
We got them on reservations over there. We got the Cherokees and Iroquois out of there. The Iroquois League.
The Cherokees and Iroquois.
The Iroquois." Oh man, them trousers
going through it.
They took some, yo. They really niggas. They came in and got them niggas sick on purpose to flush them out.
Bruh.
Yo, the white man is evil, bro.
Very evil. Very.
And
evil.
On that note, this is the Not That Serious podcast.
What's up?
Reminding you that the white man is evil. Shout out to y'all. What's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Big Mike.
LZ.
Your boy, Corey.
Year, Q's in the
building. Landlord, slumlord, Keenan in the building.
Yeah.
That was that dead cacaw. But, anybody who, yeah, honestly, I didn't notice how hard the states was until you looking at that big ass mat.
It's not really easy.
It's not an easy thing to do by far.
Yeah.
And then I know people gonna get on there. Oh my god, it ain't the states. I challenge all of you who are listening
Facts.
To look at an empty U.S. map and get anything besides
California,
Hawaii, and Texas, nigga, and Alaska.
Nigga, you think that's hard? You ever seen a map of Europe?
Oh, bro,
nigga, point if anybody in here can point to Germany,
I can get at least five.
If you can
five,
point,
can
if you can point to
European.
Germany,
you
I'll cash at you.
I can get five on a European one.
I can't get none.
Can you pull
honest.
The European one?
The only one I get is Italy.
Italy is easy.
I can get five on a European one.
Oh, wait. Those are all in the same area.
That
doesn't mean that you'll get it right.
I had a class in college where I had to do the whole map of Africa. That shit was hard.
What?
Yes.
Nigga. How many countries?
It's at least 20, 25.
25 what?
Nah.
Countries in
Africa. There is more than that.
Like a lot more than
that. That's why I said at least.
No, I mean, how many? Because you got to think the continent is bigger than our continent.
I can't remember it.
And that's another thing. We need to always we need to always remember, Africa is not a country. Africa is a continent. So do not
many countries
with many countries in it. So never say that Africa is a country because it is not.
People are not African. Well, they are African.
They are African, but it gets deeper than that.
It's between 56 and 59, depending on what you want.
They said I see 55 and 56.
What? Kind of. Do y'all know where your families are from?
Yeah, Cameroon. That's why I feel like I'm related to Embiid.
You're not. Next.
You might be.
I don't know. I don't know.
We did the
I'm West African
ancestor. Everybody is
Guinea Bissau.
No, we're no. We're all West African because that's where they got the slaves from.
Guinea Bissau.
I did the 23andMe.
Wait, what was yours?
No, you know what? No, never mind.
No, Italy's right there.
Italy is easy.
Italy. This is Spain. This is France. That's Germany. That's the only thing I know.
Italy, that's impressive. France,
Germany. That's the UK, the island.
Big ass shit. What's that? Is that Russia?
That might be.
It's got to be Russia.
Russia's all the way to the right.
That might be Morocco.
If you want to say east, I guess you can say. What, nigga? What?
No, that's Africa, nigga. Yes.
You said Morocco.
That lower right corner is Africa.
Yes, that's Africa.
That lower corner. That
oh yeah, I'm like, wait, hold up, Morocco. Nigga. We're looking at a map of Europe. And you're talking about Morocco.
Well, it's in the picture too. My bad,
nigga. I didn't even realize you're talking about.
which one's Greece?
The one with the clear water.
Niggas is ignorant.
You're asking for a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was capping. I can't. I'm lying.
It's my point to Austria.
Oh, fucking the Nazi first stop.
The Nazi first stop. Yeah, bro, this is bad.
Dude, I think this is something important that y'all should, like, that we should know.
It is important. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
It's important if you're going to go there.
Exactly. Nah, bro, geography is always important.
For the home country, yes. I don't know the places in Europe.
No, I'm just talking about just in general. Like, do you think you should know all the states?
I definitely don't need to know all the states.
Me, personally, I always like geography, and I feel like common sense or basic knowledge is always important.
It's a lot of states. Knowing
the states is somewhat important,
bro. It's a lot of states not worth knowing,
bro.
Arkansas,
but
who
no,
gives, like, bro, what is Arkansas?
No, no, no. It's somewhat important, bro. There's literally people who think states that are in the Midwest are on the East Coast.
No, he's right.
There's people who just have no general knowledge.
It's like Texas, and then that's it.
And that's it. Like, they just have no idea where anything is. Like, that's not
America, that's all that matters.
That's not important. How is it not? That should be basic knowledge.
Why do we need a North and South Dakota?
Why we need a? I feel like West Virginia and a Virginia.
Why? Yeah. I don't know.
Same reason as a New York and a New Jersey. Like,
why is there
a
North Carolina?
Why are we
Carolina?
Named after European?
I don't know. I don't. These are all questions I would like to know.
Yeah, bro, basic geography is important. If you live in Europe, you should know where European countries are.
100%.
If you live in America, you should know where most of the states are.
You know what the difference is between Europe because the, know where the countries are because those are different countries.
Yeah.
With different laws that you might need to
know.
Like, you could take a train and
be in a different country.
And be in a different country with different laws. You might need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I got a funny story about that.
I go from Arkansas to fucking wherever next to Arkansas.
You just went to one cousin to the next.
To one shitty place to another shitty place, probably. And who gives
and
a
that's
fuck?
That's just that, yeah.
I had a bad weekend. I went from Arkansas to somewhere next to Arkansas.
Tennessee.
Shit, yeah. Unless I'm not in Memphis.
I'm just telling you.
What's in Tennessee? Who gives it? Barbecue? That's not it?
You're going to Tennessee.
Pulled pork. That's it.
I mean, it sounds good.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Pulled pork in the tights.
Memphis, Tennessee, and a West Memphis, Arkansas.
Y'all ever been in them states? Like Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi?
No, I only ride through them bitches on my way to Atlanta.
No, you don't.
Mike, that's why you
fail. And that's the problem. See, that is the problem. You're not right.
You don't pass through. You don't pass through.
Hold on.
You don't pass.
You take 95 all the way down.
All the way.
And then you go left.
All the way.
You don't pass.
Because Atlanta is.
See why I said it's important? You see why I said. Huh? No, he's not. He's not an anomaly, Keenan.
I feel like that's what most people are.
Who Keenan? I can go on Twitter right now and ask somebody to point out Mississippi, and 9 times out of 10 people will get that shit wrong.
When me and you were in fourth grade,
they will not get that shit right.
We had to take that exam of that. I don't think our class did well. I don't think our class did well. Besides Michael Cara.
Oh no!
Oh, y'all just love saying niggas' names.
Nah, that's a compliment.
Yeah, compliment. Yeah. He's smart.
Yeah, he's smart.
He's very, very intelligent.
But you don't pass through Tennessee, huh?
No, nowhere near.
What
Tennessee?
No, you don't. You don't pass Tennessee, yeah. Mike. You don't. Oh, okay.
You've never been to Tennessee.
Thank God.
You probably never will.
I've been to Tennessee. No, I've been to Oklahoma. Oklahoma's cool. Thanks. My cousin used to work for the Sooners.
Facts.
That's what's up.
Now he works for Kentucky.
Did they lynch him?
Oh my God. No, they did not.
Does he know how to ride a horse?
I don't think so.
Anyway.
Does he know how to use a hoe?
Probably. Yeah, he's from Virginia, so yeah.
Him working.
Yeah.
Is he good at shoe horses?
Horseshoes. More than likely. Shoe horses?
Not the game.
Dyslexic Keenan is back.
Come on.
Dyslexic.
This nigga says Stephen Francis, and I literally cried for like 3 days straight, bro.
Oh man.
Listen.
Yeah, geography is funny. All right. Well, how's everybody doing? How's everybody's week been?
It's pretty good. This mojito actually made it better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, this is the second mojito. Been working a lot.
Yeah, you had. You said you had a long shit today, right?
9 to 7.
Jeez, that's like 10 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah, I never worked that.
Yeah, long. 9 to 7. I mean, only because you know, little Tourette's dude. He's using PTO. Oh, that's another thing I didn't mention.
TikTok.
Yeah, I didn't mention that in the last episode, did I? Like when I talked about, like, he has Tourette's. So I feel like the reason he won't get fired is because he's
exactly
like collecting a check.
Because he can sue. Be like, oh, you fired
exactly.
me.
Just like I talked about the one chick. The reason why she didn't get fired is because she's fucking from another country.
Yeah.
I think it's the same. You should have been fired as well, too, Michael.
Why?
That joke?
That's fire. That's a fire.
That's not a fire.
Wait.
That's a fireable offense.
I'm going
to
get to that.
What, you think that's sexual harassment?
Guess who took a sexual harassment and a discrimination course this week? They had reason to fire him for that.
Wow.
I can show you it was an hour course.
I guess. Man.
Because I made her say Mr. Cockburn?
Yeah, because you can't. No, I'm going to tell you why. You can't make reference to a body part in a sexual way in the workplace.
Ugh. If you can't sexually harass people, what the fuck is the point? Bullshit,
nah, because
bro.
If your job
I don't
wasn't
know that like, was a fireable offense. Though.
If your job wasn't so laid back, that's a
no,
fireable.
Would
offense.
He like that situation?
That's crazy. If I tell you one thing, I get fired before her, nigga, I'm suing that bitch because she was the worst thing to ever happen to banking.
How's y'all week, man?
My Corey,
I have big news.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh yeah, you did.
Oh yeah.
As of Monday, I am the supervisor of one of the leading drone programs in the entire country.
Who the fuck let that happen?
He's
like, nah.
Well, congratulations, Corey.
He's like, nah.
Congrats, like, nah. Nigga.
Yeah, let's get it.
So as of
word up.
As of right now, I'm in training to be a supervisor, and I'll be looking to hire someone in the near future. But
ooh, that's dope.
Yeah, it's crazy because. Yeah. It's crazy because that is crazy.
Let you know my plan.
Nah, it's crazy.
I don't need no shit.
It's crazy because my boss was
they
like,
got wings, nigga.
My boss was saying, I remember this was like maybe like last year. He was like, it was like something I didn't want to do. I was frustrated.
Imagine me flying planes, bro. You should have video Ludacris flying a fucking plane.
Yeah. Wait. We're gonna get to that. Let's not wait. Hold on. That's not real, right? Hold up. We'll get to it. Wait, Corey, continue. Wait, what were you saying? We'll get to that.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait. No. We gotta talk about
like roll out. Roll out. Engines check. Gauges check. Roll out.
Yeah, but like that's not
DTP.
That was something that was staged. That's not real. He wasn't.
So he was literally just in the cockpit. Just.
Yeah, because and I knew because I looked at it. When you're flying up at altitude, two things: you're never actually flying the plane autopilot's on.
Yeah, that was my main thing.
One, he had two hands on the yoke.
That nigga driving stick in the air.
You don't need two hands on it.
You don't ever have two hands on the yoke. You have your dominant hand. Well, you have your right hand, and then you have your left hand on the throttle. Or you have your left hand on your leg.
Because you're chilling.
Yeah, you'd never have to. That's how I know that's not real.
Yeah.
But
why would yeah, like when you're in the air like that, nigga, you're
but I also
you're coasting. Why would you need two hands?
If you're looking around,
like being on the highway by yourself. Like All right, gotta focus.
I saw people saying like that's not real. He's looking out. That's actually real. You're supposed to do that. It's called scanning.
Oh yeah, of
you
course.
Scan. Like you
of
have course. To do that because
yeah. of course, like they, checking. Hold on, it's like checking your blind spot.
Hold on, yeah. They said he's not.
No, like
he's not real because he's checking his environment in the sky.
Yeah, no, because he was like, it's not like he wasn't like it's not like he was driving like a car on TV. Like, his hands like, are going back and forth.
Why wouldn't that be something you should like, do? You're in the sky. If
you're flying with an examiner, if he catches you looking down and not outside, he'll fail you.
As he should.
As he should.
Yeah. That's like driving a car and looking down.
So like that was one of the. What gave it away is. He had two hands on the yoke.
Yeah.
Never. Because, like, autopilot's on. Mm-hmm. He was up at altitude. You're not
I feel like I said, I feel like that's the same as, like, when they be driving on TV
could it
shows.
Be possible
and
that,
the niggas be, like, turning the steering wheel.
Could it be possible that he was flying, but he was just, like, stunting for the gram?
Maybe like that could there. Be true. But, like, nervous. He just looked like look at a little Duval video.
He flies?
He's a real pilot. Because really? He does real things. And he looks more natural than
look at. He might just be more experienced.
No.
That is true because Lil Duval owns a plane.
To me, it just looked like somebody let Ludacris in the cockpit and was like, all right, it's on autopilot. Yeah.
That's what
that was it.
It could be that, or it could be like that's his first time, one of his first times flying.
Because he was in a Cessna Caravan. And and Ludacris owns a plane. He wasn't in the plane that he owned. He was in a Cessna Caravan.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to like how, remember we had the conversation with Drake owning an airplane, even though we found out he didn't really own it.
Yeah,
you broke that
like,
down expeditiously.
Yeah, same thing. So, like, I've seen the plane that Ludacris owns. He wasn't in that. He was in a plane. He was in a plane that you would take when you go to Hawaii and you island hop.
Okay.
So, like, that's why I'm thinking maybe he was flying. But it's just like
it's a low maintenance type of flight where it's nothing's really at stake. So it's like, okay.
Yeah. But, like. So that's what I'm thinking. Like maybe he was, and he's just so new that he
I'm
looks
not
like
gonna say I'm not gonna automatically dismiss him and say he wasn't flying. He just looked like a very new fresh flyer.
Very
just
new.
Like when you see somebody driving on the highway for the first time,
bro. I love
that's what somebody driving a new driver on the highway would do with both hands.
You know, that's my favorite thing.
Goofy.
I love seeing new drivers on the highway.
Oh,
like
I
when they're in the car.
I hate it.
I like doing illegal shit around them.
Hey yo, what?
Like, I'll like pull
hold
up.
On, what do you do?
Like I'll like tailgate him.
Oh,
I'll like bro.
On the way to work, by
yeah, me. Like yeah, on the way to work because they drive in the morning.
Yeah.
So like I'll drive real close to him or like I'll like what do I do? Like if it's like a like we're at a red light and I'm like next to him, it's about to turn green. I'll like halfway like motion through the light. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll let my foot off the brake and kind of like coast through the red light, like waiting for it to turn green. Like little shit you're not supposed to do. They're looking at me like,
is like, that one of the that. Weird things that you do that like nobody knows that you do?
I think so.
I have something.
I like to torture new drivers. Yes.
You know what I do?
What?
When I'm in stores like Target, I go to random white people that I know that don't work there, and I ask if they work here.
Yo, I'm gonna start doing that.
That's what I do
because I hate when white people do that shit.
It is so. I feel so good inside.
What?
That's what I do. Like,
what?
Like,
yo, that's a good idea.
Like,
that's never happened to none of y'all.
Clothes, and I'll be like, excuse me, do you know where I can find this? And I know they don't work there. And they'd be like, oh, I don't work here. I'll be like, oh, my bad.
Bro, I'm going to start doing
just
that.
Just to balance
the scales in your mind?
Just to balance the scale.
Bro,
that's what I do.
That never happened to y'all? Like, you've been at shopping
that's
in that store?
To before.
Not a single
and
piece
because
of uniform.
It's happened to you, that's why I do it to them.
Bro, I'm going to start doing that.
What the fuck?
That's a good idea. Mike, what do you do?
I'm trying to think of a weird quirk. They're probably all disgusting. I'm trying to think of one that's not
you got
disgusting,
one,
probably.
You don't got one? Q, you got one? A weird thing that you do to, like, random strangers? Just kind
of,
like...
I think about this. Not that anything that comes to the top of my head.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have nothing that comes to the top of my head.
What about, like, y'all notice somebody driving fast, so you drive fast, too? Y'all don't do that?
What I do is...
Yeah, all right. Yeah, like...
They can't pull over.
Yeah, like you, like I see them in the rearview mirror going real fast. I'm like, you're not about to go faster than me just to prove that you're going fast. So I'm going to make you work for this. So I'm going to go the same speed as you until I feel like slowing down.
You know what I like to do?
That's what I do.
I play this game with myself when I'm driving, right?
Uh-huh.
When I see somebody like driving like wrong, like maybe they're driving too slow.
Uh-huh.
Or they're just doing something stupid, like they're switching lanes when they're not supposed to.
Uh-huh.
And I always like try to guess what type of person is driving. that car.
I was always a PA driver.
And I always like go, I'd be like, I'm like, all right, this is definitely an old white bitch. And I make sure I drive past just to confirm.
Old white bitch. I fucking knew it.
And I'll be like, oh, this is some young dickhead.
Yeah.
And it's always some young kid on the phone. That's the game I like to play with myself.
Now, you know, on the road. Seen like somebody do something real stupid? And like, this is my thing. Like, I'll see somebody like do something real dumb on the road, and they'll have like the slightest like dent in their car. I'm like, see, that's why your shit fucked up now.
Because all black people do
that. That's why your shit's fucked up now.
That when I was younger, because my dad says that all the time.
Yeah, because you're out here doing stupid shit like that.
This was my dad's line. Tear it up.
Little black people on the road is hilarious.
That's why your shit is fucked up.
That's the name of the episode. That's why your shit like to do now.
Literally.
That's exactly why.
Fucked up now.
But they be driving like they know they shit look like that too. Oh, yeah. They be
fucked up.
I mean, shit, you should see how I.
You know, always do that shit. Be like, or they'll do that shit where somebody's driving wrecked. You be like, let me get away from this motherfucker.
Oh my god, let me get the fuck.
I'll slow down.
Yeah, this nigga wild. Let me get the fuck on about it.
Fuck away from this nigga.
This nigga hang back. Look at this nigga.
I hate niggas that drive slow in the left lane. Can't stand it.
PA drivers, bro.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
But I saw something.
I'm the dickhead that I get in front of them
and drive slow.
Slam on my brakes. Like,
you're trying to do
that. No, I mean, not like to the point where they're about to hit me, but like now I'm
in control.
Yes, like,
yeah.
Like, you're going 70 in the left lane, I'm going to go 60, and you're going to be pissed off. So, like, you're going to move.
I've been seeing niggas going like 50 on the high. I'll
get in front of you. I'll blow the horn at you. I'm a dickhead.
Hold up, for real quick. Do y'all have road rage?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I actually don't.
I do because I don't have patience.
I'm learning that.
I don't have patience for shit.
I believe you do.
You have to ask this to prove it, Keenan.
Yeah. No. All his accidents.
Keenan's accidents
are one car accidents. Just his car.
Yeah, it just be him. Keenan's the only nigga I know in high school that had his parking spot taken.
What the fuck they gotta do with anything?
It only happened to you.
Wait. Why did you lose your parking space?
Because he was late too much.
Go ahead, Keenan. Explain yourself. Get him on mic.
Explain what? With the
road
rage?
Road rage and why you got your parking spot taken.
Well, I got the parking spot taken because I was late every day.
Nobody lives far. It's impossible. The school's in the middle.
It's kind of disgusting.
So look.
In
the middle of the fucking town.
First period started at 7:20. I leave my house at like 7:15.
You're disgusting. You didn't deserve a parking spot.
Wait. Standing here moving. It's still nasty.
How does that correlate? Like, why do you not get a parking spot because you're late to school? What the fuck?
No, how does that add up? No, I got taken from me. I had it, but I got taken from me.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like, why is that the fucking punishment for being late? You don't get a parking spot.
Because at Burlington Township, parking is a privilege.
Yeah, no, because it's not a big.
So you're lucky. Yeah, you're lucky. And we got.
I fucking hate it.
And it's not like anybody's really waiting, so there wasn't really much of a waiting list. But yeah, parking was a privilege.
You remember the people that were parked that was so. You remember the people that were so thirsty to park, to drive to school, that they park at the...
Fountainwoods.
You know...
Quincy used to do that shit, bro.
Fountainwoods.
He was fucking...
No, no, not even that. They used to park at the Green Acres Park down the street.
Oh, wait, what?
People used to do that.
You might as well take the bus at that point.
I'm like, bro, I'm like,
who was doing that?
Oh, yeah. People used to walk down the street. Yeah, they would park at Green Acres. If you know Burlington Township, people would park at Green Acres.
Which is like a 10-minute walk.
Yeah, easily.
From the...
Yeah, so take the bus. Did you take the bus as a senior?
100%.
Oh, okay.
That's because I didn't have my license.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
Didn't we have driver's ed together?
Yes.
And
Mike is the reason I failed driver's ed the first time.
We failed together.
Mike is the reason we failed driver's ed the first time. Because he kept... All he did was fucking crack jokes the whole class.
That shit was funny.
And we needed... You needed an 80 to pass?
Yeah,
like,
you did. Yeah,
I got a 76.
I got a 78.
I got a 76.
I missed it by one question. I was like, oh, fuck
this. Like, Mike, why are you getting a 76? You were in Galaxy program. Why are you getting 76 driver's ed?
We already covered the fact that I probably didn't belong in Galaxy.
Yeah,
anyway.
But you was in there, though.
By the time we got to high school, I definitely didn't belong.
Should have been out there, motherfucker.
I should have definitely been out.
Yeah, but like, why are you getting a 76 in driver's ed?
Because we wasn't paying attention. And I never drove before.
It was common sense, but there was some trick questions. How far do you stop from stop signs? Tell me right now.
Exactly.
Exit.
Do you stop from a stop sign?
Oh, I'm sorry.
How far do you park away from a stop sign?
Yeah.
How many feet?
How far? Yeah. Is it 10, 15, 20?
15. Exactly.
The answer is 15. How far do you park from a fire hydrant?
Yeah, that's 15.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, it's 15.
You sure?
What's the left turn signal?
Up or down?
What's the left turn signal?
Up or down?
Down.
Up
down.
Or down? Down. Up or down?
Down.
Wrong. It's this way. See? Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
No, no, no. He's talking about the. He's talking about
that's
the
what perfect. The test was like.
Mike, this is left. This is right. This is stop. I know that. That's very easy.
That's what the test was like.
That's very easy.
No, left is hold. Yeah, no, left. No, left, you hold your arm out.
Right.
This is stop.
Stop.
Okay.
So what do you do? So what do you when you're what do you do when you what do you do when you what do you do when you're parking uphill?
Put your emergency brake on.
No.
Turn your wheel to so that it rolls into the curb.
Yeah. Wrong.
It's away.
No.
It's up, up, and away. I remember that.
No. Why the fuck would you when you're parking? Would you want your car to go into the
that's in the book, nigga?
No, right. He's right.
I'm pretty sure
that's the acronym.
I'm pretty sure it's up, up, and away.
That's because the one thing I remember.
If you turn your wheel away from the curb, it'll make your the front of your car go that way.
Turn your wheel so that it rolls into the curb.
So technically you worded it wrong.
No, it's not.
Well, actually, no.
No, when if your car were to roll, it when you wanted to roll into the curb.
Into the curb, okay.
Which is like, what kind? That's like saying, oh, I want to go left, go the opposite of right.
I'm gonna fuck my damn. You ain't say it right, nigga.
Yeah. It is up, up, and away. But yeah, those are the questions we got wrong on the test.
Those two questions could be the difference between you passing and failing.
Yeah. So I had to. I actually had to take my test, the written test at the DMV. That was very annoying.
Yeah, that was very
sorry,
annoying.
But you had a good time.
I was driving your car.
Yeah, Corey had to drive my car.
Do you remember the
when I got it?
Do you remember that health class though?
Well, no. Wait, were you? Wait, which one? Because I had more. Like, I had one with fucking Madeira,
What was the other one with Steck? No, not Steck. Was our fitness? No, no. The
I had one. I had one with Erica. I had a health class with Erica, and I think I had one with Madeira.
No, no. Who was the one that was our trainer when we got hurt in football?
Steck?
Yeah, I got one with Steck.
Yeah. I know.
That movie about
yo!
That movie about syphilis? Take it off.
Hey,
take
yo.
It all off.
Wait, no, 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 no. One time, I had my CPR class with Mr. Howe. Bro, we had that shit during senior trip. So you're supposed to take the CPR class, and at the end of the class, you have your like test for the CPR certification. So every senior that went on senior trip, the test was during that time. He fucking failed us, and I never got my CPR certification because of his fat fucking bald ass. So he failed everybody that went on the trip.
That's nuts.
Like, are you fucking serious, bro? Fucking pedophile. Nah, don't block that out. Fuck that nigga. What? He ain't never going to listen to this. Yeah, you can Google that shit. Well, actually,
he was
I don't know
snitch,
about
too.
Yeah, and he a bitch.
He snitched on Daryl. Never forget that.
Yeah, talk about it. Well, Daryl probably did it.
Yeah, because it was
Daryl did it.
It was a football story.
Can we not? Can we just not?
Okay. What?
I really don't feel like
it wasn't a bad story. What's the story?
Doesn't matter.
Nah. Remember when we used to have the scrimmages by St. Pete? Not St. Pete. Camden Catholic. And we used to always get our ass whooped.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, according to Coach Howe, Daryl said it don't matter because it's just a scrimmage. So
it don't.
Coach Howe told Madeira that, and Madeira made a spectacle about it and like made an example about of Daryl. And Daryl walked in the locker room like he didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
Daryl was like, "I never even said that."
Oh my god! You know what that's called? That's called a coon.
Yeah. Madeira ain't your pappy.
Yeah, oh yeah, you didn't go to. Oh, all right, yeah, he's black. The head coach was white.
He was like a coach, but he wasn't a coach. It was weird.
What's his name?
He was the freshman like advisor.
Yeah, he was like an advisor.
Mr. Howe.
Mr. Howe. He was like our coach, but he wasn't our coach.
He's some nigga.
Yeah,
he was some nigga. He was the gym teacher. All right, I'm gonna draw this nigga for you. All right, imagine about like well, this
literally
is before
Uncle Phil.
Yeah,
20 less pounds.
Yeah, 20 less
and
pounds.
Darker, a shade
bald,
darker.
Glasses. Kind of heavy set up top. His legs weren't really that fat, and he was pigeon-toed. Imagine this nigga, all right, short shorts, kind of tight, wedgie in the back because he's pigeon-toed. His shirt is tucked into his pants, and he's looking at all the girls' asses telling them that their shorts are too short. Imagine that.
He was good for that.
He was good for that. Every gym class. Didn't matter.
Looking at more ass than me.
Excuse me, Ms. Johnson, your shorts are too short. The fuck is you looking at her for, bro? Like, every class. Didn't matter.
A gym teacher?
Classic gym teacher.
He was a nasty man.
Classic gym teacher.
We had a few nasty men.
Yeah, anyway. A lot of nasty niggas.
We don't want to get
we're not
a lot of
that.
Nasty men.
That nigga's weird.
High schools. Oh, I mean.
Hello.
Hello.
The Cam Newton. Hello.
So
what do we have to actually talk about?
We don't really. I got a couple things.
It's like a slow week, bro.
It's been a slow week.
Yeah, nothing really happened.
So I've actually been taking notes on some things I've been noticing this week. So
I don't know why that's already funny.
So we're gonna we're gonna start with my favorite thespian. Michael B. Jordan is slated to be the next Superman.
Wait, he is? No, that's real?
He said, well, I'm not saying he's locked, but like it's rumors that he's going, he could be the next Superman.
I heard the rumor is he has something to do with the movie, but he's not going to be Superman.
Yeah, because apparently he tried out for the role, but he didn't like
it. Who don't you like, Batman or Superman? Wasn't this a big debate here?
Batman is ass.
Okay,
Batman.
But the movies are great.
I mean, all DC heroes are ass.
But the Batman movies reign supreme, though.
Supreme.
Batman movies are
especially good. Dark Knight.
The Batman movies are good, but the concept of Batman is a fucking horror show.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a Superman fan.
No, when you peel back Superman's the curtains a bitch on Batman, it ain't looking good.
Yeah.
Like, and he's the first person I know that did that. What? Like, when you just peel back, like, some Batman, of the layers of Batman. Because, like, me and him have had, like, private text messages as adults about Batman. Yeah, about Batman. That was this year.
Yeah, I must say, it was a big argument. That's why I remember.
Yeah.
That's
so,
yeah, but I argue with him privately, too.
So Michael B. Jordan, he might be doing the Superman thing. Mm-hmm. And then he has the other movie coming out.
Yeah, which I just saw today.
Yeah, so there's a trailer for that. The main thing about that movie is that Lauren London is coming back, like, to acting. You see that in the trailer. I don't mean to spoil
the
movie.
Can you look up the title for that movie real quick?
Yeah, can you fact check that? Yes. I don't want to spoil it, but Lauren London
dies.
I'll
spoil it. It's ass.
Lauren London dies in the movie, and it's ass. What's they tell you all of this, huh?
In the trailer.
Without remorse.
Without remorse.
He says it's in Detroit.
Let me paint. That's where movies are coming out mostly on Amazon Prime or HBO Max nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, I mean, this is pretty much. Do y'all think actual theaters are ever going to come back?
Absolutely.
You think this is dead?
No, they're going to.
Because I really like this. I like this.
Bro, they're going to come back stronger than ever.
Because y'all know that's my thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You go to the movies by yourself.
By myself.
Mm-hmm. He's doing all the time. Yeah, he used to do that shit all the time.
Like, you know what's funny? I forgot who it was.
It's a Tom Clancy movie.
Yeah, it was somebody that saw me going in by myself, and they were going in by themselves, and they were like, we should watch it together. And I was just like,
fuck you.
That's the point of me coming by myself.
Yeah, like, this is kind of like me time.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, I'm not going to get to the Tom Clancy movie yet. I'll push that to the side for now.
Mm.
But with him being Superman, which I think will be a fucking horrible thing.
Terrible.
And then there's like other superheroes becoming black.
I don't want to say, not to cut you off, but not necessarily becoming black, but there was always like a black version in the comics, right? Like there was a black, like there's a black version of Superman. They're not making this up. Like it's already written. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like.
Like it's like going to a different like universe with Batman. Like it's not, they're not necessarily making it up. It's just written already.
When you think of Superman, what do you say?
I think a white man.
You don't see a white man. Like, the only black person I see a black man is Black Panther.
Yeah, T'Challa. And Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Yeah. And even then, you can.
Yeah, even then. Green Lantern's like. Even then, Ryan Reynolds was Green Lantern one time.
Storm. Okay. What about Luke Cage?
What about who? What? You gonna, I didn't know who Luke Cage
existed
Catwoman?
Until. Yeah. And you know what else is crazy? You know who's a Marvel hero? Fucking Blade.
Yeah.
Blade was Marvel.
Yeah, y'all.
That's the first Marvel movie. Blade. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I did not know that.
Isn't there another one coming out? But it's not, obviously it's not.
Yes, with Mahershala Ali. Yes,
that needs to happen.
That's good.
That needs to happen as soon as possible.
They need to.
Yeah, like, how do y'all, I'm trying to think of like other heroes that they're making black.
Well,
that they're releasing movies like.
I feel like after, like me personally, this is like on the whole thing, like with making superheroes black. I feel like after Black Panther, it kind of like scratched that itch a little bit. So now I don't really feel as eager to see like a black superhero because I honestly don't really care like that. You know what I mean? Like, especially when it already exists. Like, that's like if they came out with like a black Batman, I'll be like, all right, what are y'all like?
So we're not wearing dashikis for this premiere.
Yeah, right. So do I bring my drums or no?
My Gotham dashiki.
Like, huh?
Fun fact, Marlon Wayans was almost Batman.
Thank God that didn't happen. Yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
Yo, Nah, that would have been horrible.
Do y'all like The Dark Knight or The Dark Knight Rises better?
Dark Knight.
Which one's Bane? Which one's
Dark Knight Rises? Dark Knight was Heath Ledger.
Dark Knight.
That's the one with the hospital blow up and shit?
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, that's Dark Knight.
I think you got to go with Heath Ledger. Like, bro. Bane, I love Bane.
Bane was fire.
Bane was,
Wait, who played Bane again?
I'm naming my next dog Bane, so like, that's fire. But I think
it was somebody good. Was it the cowboy guy?
It's Tom something.
Oh, fuck, what is his name? Because he deserves some respect.
You grew up in the darkness.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Oh, fucking
Venom. Yeah. He's nice. Yeah. He's dope.
He merely adopted or whatever the fuck that shit is.
Yeah, nigga pulled up.
That nigga back, I was like, God.
Nah, when he pulled up at this Pittsburgh Steelers stadium,
yeah,
I was like, damn.
The Gotham Steelers.
I was like, this is actually crazy.
I love when he goes like this.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Brad Man. Yeah.
Yo, like, you know he had to gain 80 pounds for that role? Mm-hmm. 80. You know how much 80 pounds is?
Bro.
80 pounds of muscle.
That's like when, what's his name, gained mad weight to be the American Sniper.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was him until the end of the movie. Keenan?
Yeah. You know, it's a clip where he's like, "What's it called when you do this, Quashe?
What's the workout when you do this with the legs that Marcus was doing?
Deadlift?
Heck, what the heck? Bradley Cooper, yeah.
He's deadlifting like 500. He's actually deadlifting. He's really doing.
I'll never do that again. Yeah. After that fucking little competition
with the hex,
I fucking with threw the hexagon my back out for like two days, bro.
Yeah, he was deadlifting with the hex.
Yeah, I was deadlifting, and this fucking big piece of shit comes in street clothes.
Oh yeah, cue to walk up.
Just demolished. Yo, I did that. Yo, my back was tweaked for at least 2-3 days, bro. I didn't. Bro, I'm never doing that exercise again. But like, back to the superhero thing. I was like, I mean, I don't really care anymore about seeing black superheroes. Like you said, like once I got to see Black Panther, that was enough for me. I really like what they did with the Spider-Man Miles Morales. I really appreciated that. But I would rather see new superheroes.
Absolutely.
Where you just knew things. Or not take the most popular superheroes and make them black all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's like...
Or you get your other guys that's not as known.
Yeah. But, I mean, like Falcon has a movie coming out.
Like, nobody really gives a shit about Falcon. You can make him his own thing.
He is about to become Captain America. Because he died, right?
Well, in the comics, he becomes Captain America also.
Yeah, so that'll be cool to see because that's something that actually happened. Like, it's just already naturally that.
If it's not forced, I'm cool with that.
Exactly.
But it's kind of like you don't really... It seems forced, but it's not because once you get into the comics, you got to realize a lot of these comics, DC, Marvel, they have things... It's a multiverse, so it's like...
Exactly, yeah.
So many different versions of Batman, like you were saying earlier, like...
Yeah, like the version of Batman that goes kapow, pop, like...
There's little... Yes, bro. Like, and that's why it's so hard to get into these comics if you want even, like, read these comics.
Because it's so much.
It's so much to sift through.
Yeah.
It's like, what do I follow? Yeah. Like...
No, you're right.
There's, like, so many... There's literally a version of X-Men where all the X-Men die except for Wolverine. And he, like, his family gets killed by a gang of Hulks. Hulk becomes, like, a mob boss evil dude.
The Red Hulk.
And he, like, has, like, mad children. Yep. And he becomes, like, a crime family. And they kill Wolverine's family. And it's all about Wolverine...
Killing
Hulk's gang family.
One by one
to get his revenge.
Yeah, thank God that never made it to light.
Which is like, fuck?
Michael, you get into my room. Because in that comic, the Hulk actually eats him thinking that Wolverine is done. But then Wolverine's like, bitch, the fuck? Don't you know I regenerate and shred through that neck?
There's a version of like Deadpool comics where Deadpool kills everybody. Everybody. Yeah. Like literally everybody. All the superheroes.
You know, now that you're saying that, that takes me back to the new Spider-Man. That was the whole point of the Spideyverse movie.
Yeah.
Like, it brought all the Spider-Man from the different universes one movie, which kind of, like, personifies comics itself. Mm-hmm. So, that
and
was,
I
like,
think
really
that's why the Marvel bag is never going to go in.
It's never ending.
It's never ending. Because I think, and the rumor is, they got a movie called The Eternals coming out, which they're saying, which a lot of people don't know, that X-Men is also part of the Marvel universe.
which is
That
could be their lane into bringing the X-Men niggas in.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, bro.
Because you even said, you was like, it's never going to end.
It's never,
like,
no. It's never end. It's like, literally never ending.
It's like, literally like Pokemon.
Yeah.
But they don't have to make new shit. They can just use the shit they already got.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a genius.
It's really
Disney's
is going to
be unstoppable.
Genius. No, genius. The Disney already has all the Infinity Stones.
Also, real quick and more nerd news before we move on. They're making new Avatar. Like really? Avatar the Airbender, they're making new movies and series on that.
Yeah, I think we're getting that 2022, they said.
No, Avatar the movie is going to be the second movie. I think that's coming out next year.
All right, now that's what I'm interested in. Yeah, I mean, shout out to Aang, but I mean, I'm more of an Avatar.
I think Avatar 2 is going to come out next year, I believe. But now, Avatar the Airbender, they're making new series and they like made something called Avatar Studios with Nickelodeon. So that's going to be exciting. No other nerdy news I got.
Nah.
But have y'all been seeing this thing they talk about Dr. Seuss is racist?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, the nigga was born in like the late 1800s, right?
Nah, the thing. Yeah, 1900s. Like, weird. What do you expect?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, they're like taking away. Like, I guess.
But
like,
the main thing that they said he did was his wife was paralyzed and had cancer, and he had an affair. I mean,
he was born in 1904.
1904. I mean,
yo, did he chuckle at that?
I mean, was his dick supposed to suck itself? Like,
oh my god! Imagine him getting the pussy.
Nigga, think about it.
Your
right,
wife gets paralyzed. You don't want to leave her.
You know what?
What are you doing?
You know what?
Her pussy.
Here we go. Wait, no. Here's the question.
I feel like that's worse.
It is broke actually because it has no feeling. Now
I feel it.
But
I'm so glad you weren't on mic so people could hear that.
Yo, he said.
Don't repeat that.
He said her muscles. Don't repeat that. He said her pussy muscles aren't contracting, so it's like having your dick in spaghetti. Yo,
I need to. You know what?
No. Listen, who's more selfish in that situation, him or her? Talk about it.
Not answering that.
Talk about it. Who's more selfish, him or her?
I want to ask anybody who listens to this podcast who is disabled. Or know somebody who's disabled as a woman.
Oh my god!
What goes on down there?
All right, put yourself like flip it around. You're paralyzed. Mm. Your wife stays because she want to be ride or die.
Okay.
Would you be like, go get some?
Nope. You suffer with me.
Oh my god.
Yep. You better get a dildo, bitch.
She's going to do it behind your back.
I'll strap up.
And you're not going to be able to fucking...
You'll strap up.
Wheel over to find
in you. In a harness?
I can wheel over to the gun rack.
Wait, did you say you're going to strap
Mike,
up?
Shut up.
Mike, will strap up in a harness.
I will strap up in a harness, and you ride
in
this
a,
dick.
In a swing.
You ride this dick in...
Oh, baby. Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Ride this dick.
Squeaker. You think Viagra works if you're paralyzed?
No, bro.
You think Viagra works if you're paralyzed?
No. That doesn't mean...
Why
wouldn't it, though?
Because...
You can't feel it. I don't mean blood's not flowing down there.
Your blood flows.
It's got to go somewhere.
But if you can't get an erection...
You can. Erection is just blood flowing there.
Yeah.
Blood can flow there still. You just don't feel it get hard. Like, you would feel yourself getting hard.
Yeah.
Or you don't feel the pleasure of, like...
You about to look this up? Fact check this, please.
I think that's a case-by-case type of thing.
Probably, honestly.
And I think I'm going to lean toward more people who are paralyzed get hard.
Yeah, I would.
They do, because I used to watch... What's the movie about the fire... Not the movie. The show about the firefighters. It's, like, the only show about firefighters.
Oh, with Dennis Leary?
Yes, with him.
Why did I watch
exactly? So his ex-wife, she got engaged to somebody who was in a wheelchair because he was paralyzed, and she was saying that he can't control it, but his dick gets hard randomly, and like that's their cue to have sex.
Yeah.
So
again, I tell you,
why did I know?
Ride, bitch.
What's the name of that show, though?
I'm looking it up. Fuck.
Yeah.
See.
Rescue Me.
Yes, that's the show. Yes.
You know why? On FX. You know why I used to watch Rescue Me? Because it either came on right before or after Nip Tuck. and I had no business watching neither one.
That Rescue Me was a good show though, but continue.
Nip Tuck was too. It was just kind of weird. It was kind
of
weird.
FX, that was a channel The Shield came on.
Like Nipple Tuck?
Nip Tuck. No, well, Nip Tuck was a show about two plastic surgeons, and the one dude was like kind of reserved, and he had like a wife. The other dude was just fucking everybody. But they were on the same operating table, so it was like two completely different lives, and then it was a mess.
Have any of y'all watched Grey's Anatomy?
I was like 9.
Yeah, I had to.
No, I never watched Grey's Anatomy.
All the women I've ever dated love that show.
I stopped after. Wait, have you watched it?
No, my mom watched it one time, and I came in and I started watching it, and I liked what I saw.
I stopped.
It's
after
actually
a major
pretty good
event.
Drama.
Yeah, it's really good.
I heard it's really good, but I'm pretty sure everybody who's on there now is new because everybody else died.
Yeah, like it's the main too, my favorite guy died in a car accident.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say don't people
get spoilers.
No, you don't know who my
I mean,
favorite
that's
guy
so
is.
Much happened, bro.
Like
but
Mike
you said, how he died.
Mike, well, they're on like I season 15.
Listen,
everybody
season,
dies.
Somebody main dies, and they bring in someone new, and they die right
like
away.
Game of Thrones. I'm like that.
It's like Game of Thrones, but it makes more sense.
I stopped after the plane crash. I was like, I can't do it anymore.
Then somebody get hit by a bus. Like,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah. It's literally too fucking up and down for me.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, my life. Like I was in college watching that. Like, no fucking chance.
Stretching yourself out.
Yeah, I'm already fucking off the wall. Thinking I'm about to do this shit. Yeah. Fuck this.
Nah, I never watched it, but
so,
I know.
Back to Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yes. Dr. Seuss was racist.
So they're saying, like, because Biden, I guess, around this time is Read Across America Day. I think it's today.
Oh, they're trying to say he read a Dr. Seuss book?
Like, they're still talking about Read Across America Day, but they're not mentioning Dr. Seuss because he was racist. And I looked into it.
Okay.
It's pretty racist.
I mean, what do you expect? Like, yeah, he's
like,
you born in 1904.
He was pretty.
All he knew was racist.
Pretty racist.
So what are the examples though? Like
how popular to be racist?
Exactly. Well, it's like nigga, he's like nigga, you're not racist.
Like you don't hate the niggers.
You don't hate niggers.
Oh shit! Because I do.
It's 1904.
One was born in 1904.
Nigga, it's 1927. What do you mean you don't hate niggers?
That's just Norma's breathing air. Apple pie.
Nigga, we gonna hate you then.
Apple pie, sweet tea, baseball, and hating niggas. Well, one thing he did that's really racist. Well, you know, and that's all cartoons did that racist back in the day. Like back in the World War II days, there was a lot of anti-Japanese propaganda.
Oh, he was making fucking poems and shit about them?
No, they just did a lot of images where, you know, they did like the Asians with the chinky eyes and the enemy is over there and
I breathe air and babies take naps. Yeah. Everybody and my friends hate the Japs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like fuck, just putting out mad racist poems. That's probably how you got started.
Blinkety blue and blinkety stink. I hate those people that don't take long to blink.
Like, oh my God. And it's been nice
to hey me. Yo, they don't take long to blink.
Like yo, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. I hate the people who do kung fu and eat noodles as a dish.
I'm like, just throwing it out there.
Just mad, just terrible,
very
shit.
Racist. I can imagine it though.
But yeah. But when you look back at like racist cartoons, they were whew.
Bro, if you ever watch early episodes,
watch
early episodes of like Mickey Mouse and Tom and Jerry.
Yeah,
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry got in their bag. Tom and Jerry got in that racist.
Yeah,
bag.
It was in it.
I was literally just looking at a clip on Twitter where I guess Tom is chasing Jerry, and Jerry's like, "Oh my gosh, how do I get out of this sticky predicament I'm in with Jerry for the 90th time?" And a lot of those episodes back early in the day, Tom's owner was like a black woman.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she sure was.
And she was like, you know, those that typical Aunt Jemima mammy.
Yep, literally mammy.
Like, who, Tom, you better use a cat. You better,
Tom, what you doing out here?
Yeah, like this typical Aunt Jemima character.
Like how my coworker talks to black people.
A house dress. With like slippers, and you only see her ankles, but if you see her lips, you know her lips are mad pink.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess Jerry's in the hole. He gets some black paint, goes in blackface, paints his lips real pink,
and puts on a little house coat and then walks out acting like she's the owner. Like he's Tom's owner. And she and he goes, howdy doody, Mr. Tom. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. Are you kidding me?
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody, Mr. Tom. That's going to be the image of him in blackface.
Yep.
He literally said, howdy doody, Mr. Tom. And I'm like, oh my God. Is this Rasputia? And that was like, yo, this is terrible, bro.
Yeah, man. That's how a lot of the shows were. I mean, there was a lot of shit that went over our heads, too, like when we were younger. So
yeah, that's
you wouldn't know. Facts. You wouldn't know. Big like, shit was like just acceptable because that's just how it was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I ain't gonna say it.
Go ahead.
Speaking of acceptable, Jay-Z has a song with R. Kelly called Not Guilty. Even though we saw
Is that on Best of Both Worlds?
Yes. Oh, even though we saw even though we saw the video.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. Like that was acceptable.
That nigga was out here singing Fiesta.
Yo.
Fiesta.
Dumb yeah, it's child. Literally called Guilty Until Proven Innocent. Featured like, artist, R. Kelly.
Yo!
Like, nigga, we see the video.
Nasty work. And I think
Jay-Z should be held accountable for that, because well, we know saw the video too.
I think they were talking about like murder. But R. Kelly on the chorus, y'all cats can't touch me. You can't touch me. No, you can't touch me. Jigga Kelly, not guilty. Try to charge me, but I'm not guilty. I've got all my mommies. Tell me what you want from me. I'm not guilty.
There's something with this. I don't know what. This is a long time ago, but I don't know what the whole thing is. But I know when they were on tour for this album, whatever they did together,
mm-hmm.
They were like beefing the whole time. Like,
yeah. No, that's why the tour stopped.
Yeah, because it turned into Jay-Z and friends, and not like Jay-Z. Yeah, and
so like I don't know what.
Because apparently, like Dame was messing with Aaliyah.
Yeah,
and like he hated R. Kelly because he knew what R. Kelly was fucking doing to her.
Yeah,
you know what?
So that might have because even I think that's what kind of caused the rip between him and Jay a little bit I guess even knowing that,
yes,
he still worked with them.
Because he talked about it. Because Dame was like, he even said like Aaliyah was uncomfortable talking about the relationship that she had with her and R. Kelly
because she was a victim.
Yeah, right. So that being said, so like even when you ask Dame questions about R. Kelly, he can't fully answer it because he was like, to be honest with me, she was uncomfortable talking to that with me. And then even he said like, and you're right about what happened with him and Hope because he was like, I just told you how I feel about dude. How are you going to do a joint album with him?
And we supposed to be
I'm supposed to be your man.
Did I ever tell y'all my cousin used to be Dame Dash's assistant?
Yeah, down in Atlanta. Yeah.
So
no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. She lives in Atlanta. I won't say her name. But yeah, she lives in Atlanta. She was Dame Dash's assistant. I feel like I should try to get some information, but obviously she might have like some type of gag order on this shit.
We should probably call her.
She has kids.
It's okay. Midnight.
She's very grown. Like, okay. Very grown. She was Dame Dash's assistant. So, like, okay. Late 30s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. How do y'all feel about Dame? Because he gets a bad rap.
I like Dame.
Because you know he's on, like, a no work with list in, like, that industry.
I think he is a smart man. I think he's an ambitious man. I think
so, too, but rightfully so, he should be on that list.
He's too abrasive.
Do you like Joe Budden?
No. I don't know. I like Joe as a concept, but in practice, mm-mm.
But you like Dame?
I like Dame as a concept, but in practice, mm-mm. Okay. See, these are dudes
I feel like they're too extremist.
Yes.
They're too, like, their ideas are good ideas, but they don't know how to do it in a practical sense. Like, yeah, you may feel like you're right about this, but you at the end of the day, you're working with people. And how people feel about you is going to dictate how far you go. Point blank, period. Yeah. You're not messing with drones.
Yeah.
If people think you're a fucking dickhead,
yeah.
No matter how good your ideas are, and they could be great ideas.
Yeah, but
and I've seen both of them guys have some great ideas. You make things a lot harder for yourself. You're an asshole.
And I know that because like I watch a lot of Vlad interviews. And Vlad talks to other people that were in previous circles with Dame, and like Vlad has literally said, he was like, I can show like in these circles, like people will tell you that like they don't work with him because he's on that list. Like it's in physical list.
Yeah.
And like with Dame, I feel like he's very intelligent, especially with like the background that he has.
Mm.
I think like with him, like he said something that was crazy to me. He said like, and this is why him and Kevin Hart don't fuck with each other anymore. So apparently what happened between him and Kevin Hart is like Dame was trying to create this conglomerate of people to like all give him money because he was having a hard time financially. And he wanted these people, and these people are all millionaires, he wanted them to donate to him so he could do this project and then give them their money back because this was going to like set him in the right direction.
Like an investment.
Pretty much.
Basically, yeah.
And he was just like, white people, mainly Jewish people, do this all the time. Why can't we do this? And I thought that that was a great idea, but like the problem with Dame is nobody wants to work with him because he doesn't know how to talk to people.
Yeah.
Which is why, when
your personality, you know, overshadows the genius you are.
Yeah.
You know.
And like, I know this because I watched Dame on reality TV because he had a reality TV show with his family.
Yeah, he's like, the same person.
Like the only person he talks to with common sense is his daughter. And the only reason I feel like he talks to her like that is because she's a woman. But like how he talks to his brother and to his sons, bro, it's like insane, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't have good people skills.
Like I want to show a clip, like it's bro. Like,
but like this is how it is. Those two are kind of the same in this regard.
What do you mean,
Joe Budden and Dame?
I think Dame's a lot more extreme.
I think Dame is Joe on steroids.
Yes,
I think they're the same thing.
No, I think Joe can talk to people.
No,
he's just not likable because he's too opinionated. That's why he got snuffed.
No, he's the same. They're the same.
He needs to get snuffed again.
They're the same two peas in a fucking pod.
Yeah, but one's successfully moving around right now, and the other one's not.
They're not the same person. They're not
the same person.
They're not.
They're the same person.
They're the same kind of person.
They're the same.
He doesn't talk. Who did Joe Budden talk down on?
Everybody.
Who? Give me one example.
Okay.
The Little Yachty example.
Do you listen to Joe Budden, or do you listen to like Twitter clips of Joe Budden?
I listen to Joe Budden.
Nah, he listens.
So who's he talking down?
He talks crazy to anybody in the media that's not in his circle.
I disagree.
Who?
A prime example, he talks wild on everybody that's ever been on Complex. Like and that's his problem too. He never has deals that he leaves amicably.
That is true.
What is your problem? Every deal that he's ever done is left on sour notes.
That's not true.
Well, the Complex...
He burns every bridge he crosses.
I think Complex burnt that bridge. That's why that show doesn't exist anymore. That was his show. That was his idea.
That's not true.
They didn't want to pay him properly. So I disagree.
He hasn't burned the revolt bridge.
He's still there.
Okay.
That's because he's still there. He's still collecting.
Yeah, but he's been there.
I promise
you. He wants to be paid properly, Mike.
But who are you to dictate that? If you sign contracts that... He does a lot of reneging too, which I do not like that. It's bad business. Sorry. It's bad business to do that.
It's bad business. Pimping people is bad business too.
Then you should not sign if you know they're pimping you.
No, so okay.
He's too smart to get in all these bad deals.
He's not reneging. He doesn't like shit that gets added. So for instance, the whole shit with Complex. They're in this deal with whatever. Nike comes in and is like, I want y'all to wear my shoes on the show.
Okay.
I'm going to cut Complex a check for y'all to wear Nikes on the show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Him and Academics don't see any of that money.
Okay.
He's not wrong for that.
Like, he is wrong for that.
Oh.
Because, hold on, is not in a contract saying that beforehand?
He's an independent contractor. He was not
an employee. You're an independent contractor. You're not entitled to shit.
But it's his show.
Who came out on top in that situation?
But it's his show.
He did. It doesn't matter.
But it's his show.
You are an independent contractor.
Right. So I don't work for Complex.
He gave them the idea.
So now Complex is going to take money.
You do work for Complex.
No, he doesn't.
You're not under the Complex, but you work for them.
No, he's not a Complex employee.
Yes.
So he's not working for Complex.
But you are contracted by Complex.
Yes. You're an independent contractor. So you do not work for Complex.
Now, whatever business Complex decides to do has nothing to do with you. Because they said, I'm going to write Complex a check, right?
But you have to wear the shoes.
Okay.
Nowhere in my contract to say that Complex gets to dictate what I wear.
I'm pretty sure somewhere it gets to say they dictate ad revenue on type of things. Yes, they do.
ad or
that's part of ad revenue.
Using your physical body.
That's part of ad revenue. Yes,
no, you can't blame him for that.
Yes, I can. I can.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do it.
That's because I have common sense and not to know the deals I'm signing. He's too smart. Unless he's either not as smart as we think he is for signing all these deals, or he's just reneging on all his deals. Because I think he's reneging.
It's not reneging if yes, we sign a deal.
When you sign a deal and you don't like the deal, you shouldn't have signed it in the first place.
No.
It sucks to be you.
If I sign a deal and then like somebody comes to you about something that pertains to me, that doesn't give you the right to fuck me.
How do they fuck him?
If those terms are in the deal. Can I speak?
Okay.
Me, I bring a show to you, your complex, right? Okay. We agree. I bring on academics. We're doing business together, right?
Okay.
Our show becomes popular, especially on social media with YouTube. Nike, then a third party, then comes to you once they see the potential of the show, and they try to get me to wear something that they want to. You don't think I should see something from that? Be honest.
If the contract, it's not about whether shirt or not. If the contract is dictated that the money goes to me that you signed beforehand, you should be a little more forward thinking.
That's not even ethical, Mike. That's not ethical.
Business is not ethical. It's not. Sorry.
Yeah, but then I should have the right to back away.
You just need to be smart.
Yeah, but you need to think ahead.
Who got the shit into the stick?
He did.
No, Complex did.
Complex did because he left. I'm saying you still, as a businessman, you have to think ahead.
They fucked up by not cutting him a check.
100%. But I still don't, just because he turned out on top doesn't mean I think he did it the right way.
He's turning on top in both of the situations.
Both of them.
It's still bad business to me.
Why? Because if it was such bad business, he wouldn't get the next deal. And he's gotten the next deal.
No,
because
he has a valuable product.
So if it was such bad business, he wouldn't get the next deal.
Just because you have a valuable product doesn't mean your practices are not right.
All
right,
so why?
His practices are not correct.
But they're correct enough that he got the next deal
twice. No, it's not his practices. That his product, the value of his product outweighs his shitty way he does things.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly somebody don't
think he's like a basketball player with a horrible attitude, but he's nice as fuck. Some niggas are gonna take that chance.
Yeah, but they got him in a fucking Scottie Pippen deal.
Nigga, you should have been smarter than to know it's a Scottie Pippen deal before you sign it. Or is it fucking moron? Which one is it? Are you not reading?
No, because
he's too smart to not know these are bad deals before he signs.
No, his Spotify deal was fine. It was the re-up that they were agreeing.
Yeah, I can't blame them, and I can guarantee you, niggas, I fuck with Spotify no more. I can assure you that
I fuck with Spotify. I don't know.
For like podcast purposes. Be honest.
No.
All right then. You have an Android. You have no choice.
Yeah, you don't have Apple Music, so I was like.
But him like
anyway.
I had Spotify before he switched over there, and I still have it now. But
I just
know the practices are right. It's just
but he doesn't.
His product is good.
The main argument was talking down on people. He don't do that.
Mm. I think he do.
To who?
And he always prinks himself to be in the proper right. When I think a lot of these things, you're not doing it right. You're just getting by because you have a good product.
That I agree with, but we're talking about.
But
talking...
he's not right. Half the time, 90% of the time,
I get that, but I'm talking about talking down to someone.
Maybe talking down.
That's why they're not the same, Mike.
They're the same because they are often wrong, but they have this image of themselves being right. Which manifests itself in how they speak to people because they think everything they do is justified. And Joe Budden always thinks anything he ever does, especially in business, is justified. I've never seen him like, you know what? I probably shouldn't have did that.
Yeah, because he always says
no. Because he has a wild ego.
No, because it's literally his whole fight is I'm on the side of
the creator.
The creator. Yes, and if you break down any of his.
And he speaks of the importance of owning your craft.
To divert,
what is your, and I'm not like trying to argue with you, like, what is your opinion on what Dame did wrong? Like, how he's wrong?
Dame does wrong because he doesn't speak to people in the right way. And he doesn't know how to get things off the ground. I think both of them, especially Dame, their vision is too macro.
Because, like, even his movies are awesome. Like, he's got some classic movies. Paid in Full, Paper Soldiers.
His visions are too macro, and they don't actually focus on the minute details in order to get those things done.
Here's where they differ, in my opinion. Dame is abstract. Like, Dame is a mind. Like, he's a mind, right? Like, he kind of puts things together. Visionary. Joe has the physical. Like, he can be what he is envisioning. Dame can't. And I think that's where they differ. Like, Joe has his product. Dame needs other people to fulfill the product
that Joe is his product.
Yeah. And Dame's not. And that's where they differ.
Like, well, obviously, because like, they're doing different things.
You take Dame away from Jay-Z, it's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, because Dame, basically, you're right. Joe is his product. Dame is not his product.
Yeah.
And Dame is more in creating things, using other tools to create something.
Right.
And he's just hard to work with. Like, I remember Vlad did an interview with Irv Gotti. And remember when Irv Gotti did the show on BET? What was the series?
Tales, right?
Mm-hmm. Irv Gotti was doing that, and he was trying to bring Dame in as like a producer. He's like, I'm just like, I fuck with Dame, I put some money in his pocket, right? So Dame asked him how much the deal was, and he was like, it's such and such a million. So Dame was like, how about we just take that such and such million, we just make a movie real quick. And then Irv is like, that money is for Tales. We can't just go off and make a movie with that. Like, that's not how that works.
But uh-huh.
Like, that's just like another example of Dame.
Yeah, I think they're both.
Dame
yeah.
Dame.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Well, I will say Dame's a little more scatterbrained, but I think they're two peas in a pod. Just one has been lucky enough to make it work because his product is good. And it's easy for him to create because he is his product.
You're extremely downplaying Joe.
I don't think so.
Extremely.
I think he's got a great product, and his product is great, and it's so great that it outmatches the shitty way he does things.
Yeah, but his product isn't a necessity, so it could very easily be not left alone.
What do you mean?
Like his like you take away his podcast, doesn't really change anything for anybody outside of Joe Budden and the people on the podcast.
What do you mean? Like I don't like
his product doesn't do anything so immaculate that like somebody needs to pick it up. Like if he is so bad or his practice is so bad, and
his podcast does numbers though, like
but
okay. Immense numbers.
Okay, but what
and is everything he stems from his podcast.
Okay, but
if you take away his podcast, the interest in whatever he does goes down dramatically.
I'm saying, if you take away his podcast, it hurts nobody but the people inside of his podcast.
Yeah.
So his practices can't be that bad if it keeps getting picked up. Like it doesn't hurt Cash App to stop backing him. He doesn't do anything for Cash App.
He promotes Cash App.
He don't do shit for Cash App. Let's be honest.
He promotes Cash App.
Okay.
How
many times have you used Cash App because Joe Budden says Cash App?
It doesn't matter if I use it because of Cash App.
But nobody uses it. Like, think about it. Like,
no. Just the exposure will lead somebody to Cash App.
Why?
Because it's marketing.
But you don't get any free money from joining because of Joe?
It doesn't matter.
It does, Mike. It does. It matters. Seriously, it does.
The consumer, it does nothing for the consumer, no.
It does nothing. Anybody who listens to this podcast, them hearing Cash App behind him does nothing for them.
Yes, it does.
Why? What do they get? They don't get a promo code. They don't gain anything from Cash App.
No, the consumer, no, they don't get anything.
Exactly. So Joe brings nothing to Cash App. So why would they support him?
Joe brings people to Cash App because he's saying Cash App. They may not benefit from it, but he's bringing more. Oh, Cash App? It brings people to using the app and service.
How?
Because you hear Cash App. You hear Cash App enough, you're going to try. It's simple marketing. Like you don't. If your platform is big enough, you don't need to offer anybody shit. If you just say, this is powered by this, and I like this thing, eventually, if they say it enough, I'm going to at least give it a second look. And that's all these companies want.
I think it's different in terms of a financial company.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I was selling weave, or hair, or whatever the fuck. If it's a company, I'm selling something, or I'm offering some type of service, and I'm saying this mega podcast was probably the best black podcast, top two, three black podcasts in the world,
and I'm offering this thing and they're saying this out their mouth, I'm somebody just going to lead people my way. And that in and of itself is valuable to that company.
To the point that...
Yes.
To the point that they're paying them the same amount of money Spotify was?
They don't pay them that much money.
The fuck they do.
And if it is, I would do it.
Why?
If they have that money to spare... Yo, it's a big... Yo, that's a huge podcast.
I know, but... Mike,
it's worth it to them. When you're spending money... Hold on. And Q, when you're spending money in a budget to advertise, that means you have the money to do that.
Fair.
And I don't hear them saying nobody else's name on the podcast.
Because they're powered by Cash App.
Right. Only now you have that exclusivity on top of that, which probably was a part of the reason. Now you're only saying Cash App on this podcast. And you're in every little video in the corner, it says Cash App. And every episode they say powered by Cash App and Cash App only. That is very fucking valuable.
How many times you use Cash App because you heard Joe Budden say Cash
App? It doesn't matter.
No, seriously. LZ, how many times you use Cash App because you heard Joe Budden say it?
Bro, I'm with Mike on this. It doesn't really matter because they're the sponsor. So as long as they say it, they're getting the word out.
Check us out.
No matter what, they're getting the word out.
Different than Cash App and Spotify. Spotify, you have it, when Joe's exclusive to Spotify, you have to go to Spotify to listen.
100%.
I listen to Joe's podcast 4 times a week. 2 on fucking Spotify, 2 on Patreon. Never once. Nothing that he does draws me to Cash App. Nothing. Not a single thing.
It doesn't matter. You're talking about you singular.
But like, what would draw you to Cash App? Tell me what draws you to
hearing
Cash App.
Hearing Cash App enough. If you hear it enough.
Just because I hear it don't mean I'm going to go send somebody money.
The brain, it's marketing. If you advertise something enough, you will use it. Yo, are you serious? Yes, Q.
Me hearing Cash App, does it promote me to go send money? Okay, so tell me when you hear Cash App tells you to go spend money.
I'm also another singular person.
All right,
this is a podcast that reaches how many millions of people every day?
Yeah, but you still need a reason why you need to send somebody money, is what I'm saying.
All right, but it may not lend you to Cash App specifically, but it'll steer you away from the other apps. It brings the popularity of it because when you think of money sending apps, Cash App is in the top of your mind because, hey, you hear this. You may know about a Zelle or different things like that, but you don't hear about Zelle as much because they're not out there. You may know of it, but when you first have, the first thing, they're banking on the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of selling or giving money away or transferring money, Cash App. As soon as you say, yeah, I'm going to transfer money, Cash App. Because that's what most people think anyway. That's what they're banking on. That is what they're banking on. They want as many avenues to get to your mind or you as possible so that the first thing a person, when you think, oh, I got to send this nigga some money real quick, Cash App. It doesn't matter where you specifically heard it. You might say, oh, I heard my mans talk about it or I use it all the time. Or I literally just listened to a Joe Budden podcast and he said it. That's what they're not banking on. Oh, because Joe Budden said it. No, it's about using as many avenues as possible to get as spread as far wide as possible to market to people, to get them over and over, use Cash App, use Cash App, use Cash App, so that when you think to use a service in that field, Cash App is the first thing you think of. And the Joe Budden podcast is a great way to do it.
Even if his business practices are that bad?
Yeah. Because it's really nothing. If they have a solid contract, they have a solid contract.
Agree to disagree.
Because it takes nothing for them to say, all right, we don't want to do this no more. I think those Spotify deals and those Complex deals are a little more involved. I think the Cash App deal is a lot less low maintenance. It's a lot less involved.
But when it's worth the same money, that's where I like...
It's worth the money to them. Because they got the money. They have the money to do that, Q. They have the money to do it. It's in the budget. It's in the marketing budget. So if I got it in the marketing budget, you know what they do with the marketing budget? They spend that shit all the time. It doesn't matter what they spend it on. Nigga, we could probably get a Cash App. We won't make their money, but it's worth it to them, the exposure, no matter how. This is how they think, Q.
No, I'm with
marketing. You right this is, and I can't believe I've never spoken about this much about marketing since I graduated from the shit. But marketing to them is more valuable than the actual money. Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases,
that's why they do it.
They take it. They take it like men take pussy. We'll take it any way we can get it. Mm-hmm. Whatever type of exposure we can get, we'll take it how we get it. Whether it's Joe Budden podcast or some nigga handing out flyers in the street, if we got the money in the budget, to satisfy your financial needs to do that on our behalf, here.
Yeah.
And as far as marketing budgets go, they spend it all. Have to.
Yeah, it's a write-off.
So, if I got the money to just... Yeah, it's a lot of money to them, but it don't mean shit to me. Okay, here.
That part I agree with, but I still don't think it's worth it if you're that bad of a businessman.
I think it's worth it if you're that bad of a businessman when you don't really have, you're not really that deep in bed with him. That's not that deep in bed with him, like a Spotify deal is. Because Spotify is like, you're in charge of his whole aspect of how his pot. Cash grows and the trajectories and all that other shit. You collect his numbers. That's too involved. That's too messy. You're too intertwined with each other. Nigga, all we want you to do is once an episode, say Cash App, and when you put a video out, put the little corner thing in there. That's all you got to do. That's all we want. And nigga, if you can't do that, you don't deserve to do anything in business ever again. I'm sorry. It's a low maintenance deal. We're not asking anything of you. We're not asking you to put on no Nikes. We're not asking you to wear Spotify shirts and do photo shoots. We're asking you two things. Say the name. Put the thing in the video.
Fair enough.
I be Q.
Fair enough.
Or I
don't take that.
Disagree with Boom! You, but I'm not going to argue with you an hour about it.
I'll take the win out any way I can get it. Like that marketing, baby.
See, you are using your degree. Look at that.
For free.
Not That Serious podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you get prepared for St. Patrick's Day with a Manscaped if you're going to get a little lucky. Manscaped is the global leader for below-the-waist grooming and the official sponsor of the Not That Serious podcast. To ensure you have the best tools for your family jewels, visit manscaped.com and use code NTS for 20% off and free international shipping. And it couldn't be a better time because now Manscaped has a performance package, which is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Included in this new package is the Weed Whacker Ear, Nose, and Hair Trimmer, which is waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. This bundle also includes the Lawn Mower 3.0 Hair Trimmer, the best trimmer on the market for your balls, butt, and body. Their third-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. You'll be able to feel confident while you're shaving all that thunder down there. You might even want to get a little festive and shave a little shamrock in your dick hair. Who knows? And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Turner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. And if you get the performance package now, you can receive their two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. And those boxers feel like silk on velvet on a cloud on your balls, bro. They feel amazing. And make sure you can get all this stuff and anything else you want for 20% off and free shipping. If you go to manscaped.com and use code NTS on checkout. So go to manscaped.com, run up a bag, use code NTS, and you get anything you want for 20% off and free shipping. Can't go wrong. It can't hurt. You only win, and we only win as well. And also, on top of all that, every purchase at manscaped.com goes towards contributions made to the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. So listen, you get to do all that and save some money. So go to manscaped.com, run it back up, and use code NTS on checkout to receive 20% off and free shipping. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code NTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Remember, with Manscaped, there's gold at the end of the rainbow.
Real quick, I guess we could do this. I saw this question on TikTok. We'll keep it moving. Would you date a female version of yourself?
No.
Same personality, habits, all that, right? But just in a hot girl.
Absolutely. No, I could. It wouldn't work.
I think so. I would love her.
I would do it. What? Why would it work?
I would do it. Because for me, because she's funny. Mm-hmm. I love a good laugh. She's disgusting.
Yeah, that's always.
I like a good nasty. Mm-hmm. I like to chill.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. But yeah, I think we just have a lot in common.
Yeah, I feel the same. I mean, yeah, I think I would be able to date somebody.
I couldn't, because like I know I have a type. Like, if you put all of the women that I've ever dealt with in a room, and you just like,
are they all different?
No, they're all the same.
No, they're all the same. Okay.
No, I'm attracted to like a certain type of woman. I don't know what it is, but like,
okay,
they're all the same. Like this. If I feel like I'm smarter than you, I can't date you. I cannot date you. I won't date anyone I'm smarter than. That's one thing. That is one thing.
I've never heard of that.
No, I'm thinking the girls have I smarter than any of the girls.
Think about it.
No, I'm smart. I've been smarter than a couple of them.
And it didn't fucking work.
No, it didn't.
No, I don't think
I'm not even like really attracted to you if I feel like I'm smarter than you.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's one.
I don't.
What aspect?
Like, just like broad intelligence.
Broad. I don't think I've ever necessarily dealt with anyone who I felt like wasn't on my level. Like,
out of the two serious relationships that I've been in, they both blow me out the water. Like, as far as like academia,
okay,
not even close.
Yeah.
And then like I think like for me, I can't date myself because like I know that. At times, I have like a little dame in me. I don't know how to talk to people at times, especially in like heated arguments. So that's why it's not going to work.
Okay.
That's why I think the situation that I'm in now is such an anomaly because, like, even when we argue, she's still nice to me, which could be a reason why it works.
Yeah.
It kind of balances it out.
Oh, you don't hold grudges? Wow. That's great.
No low blows.
I'm that type of person.
Yeah, damn.
I don't really care, like, you know, I don't argue, so, like, I'm that type of person. So I feel like if I was in, a relationship with somebody who was very similar to me, I feel like we would get along very well.
Yeah, but that's you, like, I feel like with you, because, like, I've known you for a while, and we're, like, you were, like, one of my closest friends. I feel like you're easy to date because you're so easygoing.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I feel like one of my bad traits is that I would rather be right than happy.
Oof.
Molly. Like, let me win this debate. Oof. I don't even care if it festers. I'm gonna get this. Exactly.
I can't do that.
Yeah, but like, and y'all say that, but like, y'all know that about me now. Like, I've heard you say, like, even yesterday when you were talking to Lenny, you were like, Lenny, if you start with him, he gonna.
I know
keep
you
going.
Like being right. Yeah, so yeah, you know,
like I'm not. I know fucking that. You though.
Yeah,
that's true.
If I'm sucking your dick, you better at least let me win a couple.
Yeah, a couple of them like, things.
I can honestly say this, like. And like, it's
if you somebody me, I'm gonna let you win a couple arguments off the strength.
Nah, yeah, and I get this from my mother. If I feel like I don't have an unfair advantage in winning the argument, I'm not gonna take it.
Ew.
That's what I'm saying.
Ew.
It's not easy to date me at all. That's why, like, the women that I have dated and the woman that I date now, I have like the ultimate respect for.
They have a lot of grace.
Absolutely. I feel like for me, when I go into a situation, whether we're just talking or we're dating, whenever I leave you, you got to be in a better position than when I came to you. Because
okay,
that's just how you should approach a situation.
Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, when you get in these relationships, right, with these women that have a lot of grace, does that inspire you to be a better person?
I can show. Or do you think
it, do you see yourself being better because of you've been given that grace?
Absolutely.
So you don't want to take that route and be nasty in the arguments?
I say this, like, from a person who was engaged to someone, like, obviously, like, I'm not on, like, the best of terms with her, but she might be the most influential person that I've dealt with, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, that's why, like...
Or impactful, I guess.
Yeah, no, yes, correct. Impactful. Thank you for correcting me. Yeah. That's why, like, I wouldn't... Granted, like, it didn't work out, but I'll never disrespect her because she plays, like, such a big role in my life.
She changed your trajectory.
Yeah, like people don't even know, like, shout out to CJ because he made a comment a couple months ago about this. Like, people make this big thing because, like, when I lived with her, like, I was, like, playing video games a lot. Mm-hmm. But what also doesn't get brought up is that I was on the dean's list.
Yeah.
So, like, and, like, with her that I respect her for, like, she's the type of woman... She doesn't make excuses. She gets the work done. Mm-hmm. Like, everything that she has and where she's at in life...
She worked for it.
Is nothing was given to her. She works for everything. So, you have to respect that. Now, granted, the gripes that I have with her are the gripes that I have with her. And they have nothing to do with us breaking up. There are other things.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, the individual, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, granted, things didn't end, like... how we would think once upon a time, but I'm thankful for the experience that she gave me because I wouldn't be the man I am today without her.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, right? I'll even go on record saying this. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today if it wasn't for her because she did my resume. And I could be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that I date now has taught me so much about myself. About...
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. And I agree with all that.
Yeah.
All I'm asking you is, are you taking these lessons, though?
But listen to what I'm saying. Yeah. Listen to what...
he's definitely taking his lessons.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm listening to what you're saying, but I'm like...
Yeah, that's not all good at all. But
no, I want you... I he said, that's amazing. I'm leading you there, but I'm just saying, like, are you really taking these lessons? Yeah, but
look
lessons?
At what I'm saying. I feel like what he definitely is.
I'm hearing what he's saying. Not
but not... So, from the situation that I'm in now, one of the things that I take from the situation I'm in now is she taught me this very early. React to nothing.
There you go.
Don't give anybody the satisfaction of reacting to them.
There it is.
And like I said, I only date the same women. So like she's cut from like the same cloth. Like she doesn't make any excuses. She gets the work done. I work 7 days a week. She's working just as hard as me. You know, she's an educator. I have like nothing but respect for anything that she does.
Mm.
You know, so it's just same thing. Like, you know, I'm grateful that she's in my life because I think she makes me a better person because she's the first woman that I've ever gotten into an argument with. And she's nice to me. And I feel like I'm learning from that because I can get my point across without taking low blows. So there's your answer.
There you go.
And a more direct response.
Yeah, that's what I really wanted. And I'm like, this is a great story. I'm a nigga, let's get to the end. Well, I like that. I like that.
I
appreciate that.
Yeah,
for sure. Last couple of things before we get up out of here. Because, real quick. Texas is open. We all think that's stupid, right?
Very stupid.
Texas is the new Florida.
No masks, none of that.
You know, they were interviewing, I think it was like, yeah, it was on Twitter today. They were interviewing a nurse. And like, she was like...
They're like second in deaths.
The person interviewing the nurse was just like, I feel bad for you for what you're about to endure these next couple of weeks. It's just like, I don't get it.
I would leave.
Did you see, I ain't gonna lie, I do see both sides.
Did you see what the governor said?
Yeah, but he's a fucking idiot.
He said, the Biden administration, this is after they already announced the mask thing. He just said this earlier today at 5:40 p.m.
Now, yeah, hold on.
This is what he said. Listen, uh-huh. The Biden administration is recklessly releasing hundreds of illegal immigrants who have COVID into Texas communities. The Biden administration must immediately end this callous act that exposes Texans and all Americans to COVID.
Response to that,
to his response to him lifting the mask protocol on Texas was blaming the Biden administration for releasing illegal immigrants who have COVID into Texas communities. So
let's assume.
So rather than taking accountability and saying, "Yo, there's still the pandemic going on," I'm going to blame the fact that "quote unquote" the Biden administration is releasing COVID positive illegal immigrants into Texas communities. In what fucking world does that even almost make sense?
What about the president who lied to us and tell us this is something that we shouldn't be worried about in the first place?
That's a spin I like.
Yeah, like fuck
now.
All that.
Now that Biden's president, the Republican, the like conservative people, they care about COVID now.
They don't. Yeah,
they did not give a shit. They wanted to downplay the fuck
sure did.
Out of COVID.
Have y'all been watching? Because like I watched the investigation live. I know you've been at work all day. Have you watched it with Ted Cruz? Anybody here watch it?
I did see a clip.
Yeah, CPAC.
Yeah, I watched a little
bit. See how he was all right. So like the investigation was with the director of the FBI, and they were asking him about the riot of the Capitol on January 6th, right? And so Ted Cruz, stupid ass, gets up and his turn to speak. I think everybody gets like how much is it? Cue like 2 minutes to speak or something like that.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so like everybody has a timed speech, right? And they're just asking a series of questions. So Ted Cruz was alluding after his debacle with the Cancun shit. He was alluding that Antifa was responsible for and the leftist extremists were responsible for the
Capitol.
Yeah, riot. Like, are you kidding me?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you one thing, and the right leaning people. I'm not gonna say all right leaning people. Well, yeah. If you look at all this and you still are leaning towards that shit, something's wrong with you. This it's literally borderlining on like freakish cult behavior. Like how you can look at all this and still be like, okay, there's some points here.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's literally no points here. Right? There's none. Like, bro, these people did not give a shit about COVID for 9-10 months while hundreds and thousands of people were dying. Now it's all about, oh, we're not getting the vaccines quick enough, and we've been lied to, and blah, blah, blah. When your guy literally lied about COVID,
yeah,
and then downplayed it, and then lied about having a plan, because when Biden and them came in, they didn't have shit going. They literally had nothing.
You want to know the sickest shit of all this?
What's up?
Trump and his wife were vaccinated before they left office.
They got vaccinated?
His wife don't even speak English.
Secretly. Before, like, and, like, didn't, like, obviously, you don't have to tell anybody, but, like, that's something that would be, like, publicized.
While Biden was doing that in front of everybody.
Yeah. Well, he did it because...
But it's the fact that...
Because he has integrity.
They know.
If he would have to do it, if he would have did it publicly, like...
Who, that, Trump? Yeah, he would have basically went against everything that he stands
exactly.
for.
Exactly.
He would rather be right than care about the people that pretty much look up to him like an idol. He's an evil man.
Yeah,
He could possibly be the worst president. It's literally him and Reagan.
I think it's him because like
I switch between them often. Who's the worst president ever? Because I've him. Never seen it.
No, because there's the only reason I don't.
It's hard to say.
It's there, not.
I guess you can say by like downplaying COVID, you actively kill people. But like, there's like. Presidents that were literally like actively going into communities to kill, like,
no, that's bodies. What all presidents do. You know I don't
know what I'm talking about, like, in America, like,
100%. Yeah, yo, Japanese people were put in fucking internment camps in during World War II, okay? Yeah. And a lot of people really don't know about that, but like, we were having Japanese people in concentration traps in America,
yeah, agreed,
but. Either way, like, so it's some sick shit going on in this country. Now, this nigga, not only as a person of he's doing a bad job as he's evil, he just does a bad job as a president. Like,
he articulates himself like a third grader. Like, why would we think he would do a good job?
You can say there are bad presidents, that policies are evil and bad shit, but at least they kind of understood
the role.
You know what I'm saying? They may not have did the job the way you liked it, but they looked like they understood what the job was. This nigga don't got no clue. Had no clue.
This is why he's the worst. He's the worst because of the influence that he provides after he's done in office, right? So, like, while he was in office, he repeatedly debunked science and made it acceptable to lie and just not give a fuck.
Which is why Texas is open.
Which is why Texas is exactly opening. And why many Republicans are discrediting science and opening up their states.
Yep.
So it's like with Trump, right? Obviously, we have a new administration in office. The worst thing that could spur from all this is another Trump. It doesn't have to necessarily be him.
Ted Cruz is trying.
Huh?
Ted Cruz.
He's trying. Did you see, y'all saw his, like...
He's
trying to be that.
There's no way Ted Cruz can get it because... He's a big pussy.
Yeah, but he can't be president because he's not born in the United States.
Like Trump, as much of an asshole he is, he's charismatic.
Ted Cruz outwardly cucked to him. He called your wife ugly, my nigga, and you're still riding.
And you voted not to.
And you voted not to impeach him. He called your wife ugly in public, mad time.
In front of everybody.
You need to whoop his fucking ass. Or at the very least, not be on his dick.
And that's still
you're
his
not even from here.
Nah.
Like, you are a pussy. It's no way.
You from
And like, I, from you Canada. Know, Republicans yeah. really be all about that, like, macho politics. He can never do it.
Well, I don't call him Ted Cruz because that's not his name. I call him Rafael. That's his name.
Rafael Benitez.
Yeah, but he wants to get an Anglo-Saxon name because he wants to align himself with white people.
Yep.
But all in all, we will deport you back to where you came from.
Shout out. But like nasty work over there in Texas. I say we just keep Bun B and the strippers and everybody else can stay. We should cut them off into the Gulf of Mexico. Like that Bugs Bunny cartoon where they cut off
fucking... They wanted to recede. Then they wanted to
Yeah, Texas go secede, please. Yeah,
please. That's why I ain't got no power now.
Yeah, let you niggas freeze over.
That's crazy.
You know that company
that works independently?
Yeah, but you know that company filed for bankruptcy this week?
As they should have.
I wonder what's this deal with that?
Why?
Yeah.
Why is that the case?
One is probably a public company. Their stocks probably went like that to shit immediately.
The reason why that's even the case is that they said they did it back in like the 30s or something. They did it to skirt away from federal deregulation.
Oh, you're talking about why they're separate?
Because
Texas is separate, so they could get away from federal regulations and like rules that would make them spend more money.
Because Mike, on the episode that we talked about it, I think you in Colorado, Mike explained why it's cheap to live there. And that's one of the reasons. Because they cut corners on providing power to people.
And now they got that. Now
because that's one of the many reasons.
Yeah, it's one of the many reasons. Because
in general,
when they spend money, they spend money on not preparing for winter conditions. Now, granted, this storm is considered an anomaly. And it's considered
once. Their fucking house shouldn't have been falling over.
Yeah, but
it shouldn't have. That shouldn't happen.
Yeah, but this is their Hurricane Sandy. Like, this is a 1 in 100 year storm. So.
Not with this fucking climate. They motherfucker better get used to this shit.
Yeah, but that's
not.
Another thing.
They're not.
Ted Cruz blamed the New Deal.
That's not even a thing yet. It's not even in place yet. Yeah. He blamed this on an idea that's not in place. And the fact is, he knows he's full of shit. But he's willing to do that just so he could get some money in his pocket and lie to these people who are fucking freezing to death. These people who are freezing to death are going to direct their anger towards a fucking idea that's not even in place. And most of the time, if it was in place, these things don't take like effect until 4 and 5 and 6 years afterwards.
It's whatever it is, I bet Texas is still fucking red come
2020. Yes, absolutely.
And this is it's people are comfortable with what they believe. If they believe that the big boogeyman is Antifa and black people and whoever are coming to take their land and take their jobs and raise their taxes when it's not these greedy fucking companies, that this is why the people who weren't freaking freezing to death when they did come around, they're getting $16,000 fucking heat bills.
Yeah, and Ted Cruz is on his way to Cancun.
And your dude, the same nigga that's telling you who... Drew the problem is was in a fucking plane to Cancun while you're freezing to death.
Yeah, to bully that man to come back.
You are huddled around
a fucking stove of hot water freezing to death while this nigga is got a him and his fucking two ugly kids and his ugly wife going to fucking Cancun. That's and you're gonna
you know they were attempting to lie, right? So like what happened was
makes sense they're lying.
He's not to blame on his kids.
No, no. So what happened was what they were gonna do was they were gonna have him fly back and him make a statement like I never went to Cancun to do that. But they pulled
they up caught
the,
him.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Because he don't have a mask on, it's not me. But they pulled up the manifest and his name is on the manifest. Dumbass.
Dummy.
Yo, people in that in Texas, hey man, I don't know what to tell y'all, man. It's not enough Whataburger in the world.
And he's another Hispanic that is like a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just like, so we're never going to get anywhere.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
And I don't get that. Well, but like,
I know
they
why
do that.
Cubans are.
No, Cubans do that to align themselves with
white
people.
That's what all minorities that do that, they do that to align themselves with whiteness.
Which is mental illness.
It's mental illness. Listen, nothing frustrates me more than a black Republican, especially
doesn't
a black
make
Trump
sense.
Confused.
Doesn't make
a
sense.
A black Trump supporter, nigga, I will never understand.
It'll never make sense.
Sorry.
Wait.
Can't.
If you're a black millionaire, I can understand why you're a Republican.
No, I know. I understand why you do it, and you're nasty.
I mean, you can say that, but everybody's trying to save money.
You're nasty. You're nasty. If you're willing to save money at the expense of your people, you're nasty.
But
you're nasty. You're nasty. You are nasty.
No, this is the only reason I disagree. Is because I don't give a fuck who's in charge. It's bad for black people regardless. It
absolutely.
Don't
mean,
so, if everybody takes
it, don't make a difference.
And that was my point on that one episode.
That's cool. But if everybody takes that mentality, everybody gets fucked. But
no,
you
but
stay
that,
good.
No, but that's how it's been and for since we've known it. That's how it's been.
What type of mentality is that, Q? Honestly. For real, though. Well, it's never going to get better anyway, so fuck
it. No, I didn't say it's never going to get better.
But
supporting the group that you're supporting doesn't make it better.
I think,
but you're supporting the group that actively hates you. They actively do.
Okay, so you're saying it's worse to be actively hated than to be passively hated.
Yes,
and that's where some people will just disagree,
and those people are nasty.
That's like saying
they're willing to take.
That's like saying
passive
I'd rather,
hate because
I'd rather,
the if you're willing to take passive hate because the passive hate it makes you have a little less money, but you're still watching your people get fucked. I think you're nasty. I think you're nasty.
I feel like if they
let you in the country club, but they let the other nigga only come in the back and wash dishes, you're nasty.
I feel like if you were a millionaire, you'd have a different point of view.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I really wouldn't.
You say that,
yeah.
But a lot of, and that's why like a lot of people go to
you
jail
look
for
at
tax
your
evasion.
You ever look at your check and be like, why the fuck is so much money coming out of my check?
Yeah, but then I understood where my money goes, and I go, okay.
All right, so you probably get around like 24% of your money taken out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Imagine losing 55% of your money. Gone.
Then I'm left with how much?
It doesn't matter. You're losing more than half your money up front for no reason.
But you still have more money than you can ever spend.
Yeah, no, but that's not.
Who's losing half their money?
If you are over $600,000,
nobody's losing half their money.
Yes, no,
you are.
Yeah, you. Why do you think when you hit the lotto, they literally said whatever you do, deduct that half.
Off
when you
off
hit
the
lotto.
NFL players, their salary half.
Especially if you live in a certain state, that's why a lot of players, especially in the NBA, they want to play for the Mavericks or the Heat because there's no state tax.
No state tax.
Like, taxes are very big.
It doesn't matter because you're going to have more money than
you
can ever
say
spend.
That. That's not true.
That sounds like a selfish mentality to me, honestly. Because
if you have $1 million salary,
and especially these niggas that come from the hood,
if you get $1 million salary right for 1 year, how much you think you take home with? Be honest.
If I take home $400,000, I'm good.
No,
Mike, wow,
Mike, that's a house, bro. You done? You got a house, and that's it.
I don't need a $400,000 house. Now you're living beyond your means.
Okay, but nigga, the house we're in.
You are thinking like Mike.
I'm thinking like I'm rational, bro.
Mike, if you're in the NBA, you're not living in Lagos.
Okay, you don't need to live in Lagos, but you don't need to live in the fucking.
If you're in the NBA, you're not living in Sunset Ridge. And Sunset Ridge house is $400,000.
If you're in the NBA, you're living in Morristown.
Sure did. He did. That's the only motherfucker that's ever been over here. Ever.
And that's why you named him, because he's the only motherfucker that ever did
only
that.
Only one. And that's when Sunset Ridge was brand new, and fucking houses was $500,000 to fucking dollars.
Because the house that we're in right now, your parents got for a steal.
a steal.
Oh yeah, they paid 170 for this.
Yeah, it's a steal.
They put this shit up right now. No, it's triple.
Hold on. And they added a shit ton of value to this.
I'm just saying.
Even if they didn't,
No. They've added a shit ton of value to this house.
Okay, you go to the.
You know what they built on this house?
Okay, you go to
which could also be considered a loss, but
this is not a loss.
Which could also be considered a loss, but in this situation, because of the housing market, they were going to get triple.
Keenan, was this pool here when you moved in here? That being there is out the roof.
Not necessarily.
Shit.
Not necessarily. Most people who buy pools and they sell their homes, they take a loss on it.
I don't need the stats on that.
And on an in-ground pool?
Absolutely.
And a koi pond?
The maintenance of it alone.
A pool today, if you buy a pool today, you're spending at least above 20,000,
yeah,
maybe closer to 30.
100%.
You're not adding 30,000 to the house on top of that. I can assure you that.
I doubt that.
I can assure you that. As I ain't going to say that, but I can assure you that you're not going to.
No.
You're not. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to add 30,000 on top of what the house is worth.
I walk into a house, identical houses, one has a pool, why one people doesn't, the difference isn't $30,000.
Yeah. Probably you're going to take a loss on the pool.
Okay.
Every time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not even talking about the upkeep. I'm talking about just property value. Shit. Yes. Value. You're not adding 30 grand. 100%.
I can agree with that. But now I'm a millionaire basketball player. What the fuck does that have to do?
Are you a millionaire? We didn't say that. We just said you signed a 1-year deal for $1 million. You're taking home $400K.
You're not a millionaire.
You lost $600K in taxes.
For nothing. Why? You didn't do anything.
I need
to see the stats. I really don't see people.
I have multiple friends that play professional sports.
Half. Hold on. Time out. But if you vote for Trump.
But he's talking about people who get maybe close to a million.
Half. Listen. Niggas that you know, half.
Yeah, right?
Half.
Right? So,
half.
That being said, people who vote for Trump,
average NBA income?
Trump made it so that you don't
NBA is a lot higher taxes. Than NFL.
So obviously. I'm saying like, you got, they're kind of on the lower end of that spectrum. But let's say the average NBA player, I'm thinking they're taking home
7 million NBA.
You can work.
Niggas taking home 3.5.
Okay.
Hey, now you can't work with $3.5 million, nigga. I don't know what to tell you, my G.
You're talking about $3.5 million from the time you're 21 until you're fucking dead. So that's not a lot of money, man.
A year?
How many people are getting that over and over and over again?
All right.
More than the average person?
60 people a year get pushed out the NBA. 60.
All right. So look. All right. So wait. I got it right here. So all right. So out of Steph Curry's $34 million contract. Right? 3.4 million escrow, 11 million taxes, 4.1 million state taxes, 954,000 his agent, 18,000 401k,
15 million in taxes.
Yeah, his contract was 34 million. He takes home 15.2.
I mean, that's half.
That's half. Like we said. And he lives in California.
And
so
he has
one of the highest.
Top four highest paid contracts.
That's what we're saying. They're not. So being a black Republican when you're a multimillionaire is not a weird thing.
I still think it's weird. If you understand.
All right, you ready? Look.
If you understand
your income for no reason.
It's not for no reason, Q.
Wait, reason.
But that's the thing. No. That's the thing. See, that thinking. When you think it's for no reason, I've lost you.
Wait.
No, because that's not for no reason.
There's better ways to do it.
Why? What's better way?
There's other countries.
No, because it's not going in your pocket. Think, that's selfish.
Mike, you don't benefit from it either.
Because I don't need to benefit from it. Because I'm blessed enough to not need that shit.
The people who need it the most aren't benefiting from it.
Yeah, but like,
that shit goes to the military.
Like, look around.
100%.
Look around.
It shouldn't go to the military.
Mike, look around.
But like,
if it helped. Why are people still...
Look at LeBron's contract.
Hold on. Hold on. You're aligning yourselves with people.
No, I'm not aligning. I understand their
You
thinking.
Are aligning yourselves with people that will never, ever, ever think about taking that money that it's going to the military. And it's not going to shit else. They're not even going to think about because they
They blatantly, outwardly say they don't give a fuck about the people that are look like you that aren't benefiting. You, there's zero chance. Zero. And if you're willing to go with, oh, well, you know, they string us along and Democrats and blah, 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 which I agree with 100%. They're not doing everything they could do. But I'm rather riding with them than some niggas that will tell you every day to your motherfucking face, nigga, you can. We're going to take this money and we're going to build some tanks that we're never going to use because fuck black people. And it's not going to change today. It's not going to change tomorrow. We've been riding like this since the beginning of time. It ain't changing. So you can ride with us if you want to. But this money's going to tanks.
Okay, so for up until Trump was in office, right? Out of the previous 24 years before Trump got in office, 16 of those years were ran by Democrats. 16 out of 24. Democrat. What tax... What tax...
Now, before you start on that, half of those 16 years were dominant House Senate. So anything that Obama was going to put out, they shot it down.
It wasn't half.
But it was dominant in the Senate.
Okay.
And so anything... In Obama's first 4 years, he was really just undoing what Bush did. Yeah.
So you take... So 16 years, you cut that in half already because everything that he even tried to put up, Obama slapped.
Half of 16 is 8, Mike. It's 12. So...
Eight. 12. I said eight. Obama was in for 8 years.
Yeah, he didn't have. He did not have the Senate for all eight.
Yeah, so that helps his point.
No, he didn't not have the Senate. Like he had Senate for four.
Yes, but the first four, which he didn't, he was undoing what Bush did.
So now, out of the 24 years, there was 12. Ran by Democrat.
I disagree with that. I don't even think it's 12.
You had eight of Clinton. You had eight of Bush. You had eight of Obama. What the fuck is so confusing about that?
Yeah, 8 times 3 is 24.
I get it. Yeah, what's so confusing about that? Okay, so you had a Democratic president for 16 of those of our first 24 years of life.
But those are sandwiched in between Republican years, which they spend undoing the shit. You know how this shit works, dude. Okay, so you know how it works.
I didn't get the question out. What tax policy do we know about that has helped our people in any way? Exactly. So I can't fault somebody for being on the other side when it's like...
But I know a tax policy that the Republicans have put up just this a year or two ago, which where they did the illusion of, oh, you get your taxes rate lowered for a first year. But then for the next 6-7 years, they get fucking cut.
Nah, Trump made it so you pay little to no taxes.
That was for the first year, but for the next...
No.
Yes.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
He did an interview and he talked about it. He bragged.
That nigga lies all the time.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing... He was talking to his constituents, Mike. He wasn't lying.
Like, at the end of the day, those tax laws, that, like Republicans' tax laws help you out more. As a tax-paying citizen, it helps you out more.
I'd rather not. If I knew that if I had to pay a little more and it was going to actually go... To people that look like me that need it, I'd gladly give it.
But that's
up.
The thing. It doesn't. It doesn't.
We've seen that. Yeah. Even if you look at the city of Baltimore, if you look at the city of Baltimore, Baltimore has been Democrat run for like almost 20 years.
Bro, you can look at
they don't even have heat for the schools in the winter.
You can look down the street. You can look at Trenton. You can look at Camden. You can look at Philly. All these Democratic places. It's all the same shit.
They don't fuck with us. Neither side does.
So it's like, at the end of the day, back to what Corey said.
So, I can't at the end of the day, I'm going to side with the niggas that give me more money in my pocket.
No, I don't.
If I'm Damian Lillard.
I support the same people you support. All I'm saying is, you said if you support the other side, you lose me.
I guarantee you they're not mad about Trump's tax policy. I'll stop there.
That tells me because you do lose me, because the only reason you fuck with the other side is because you keep more money in your pocket.
At the end of the day, that's what most people care about then. Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, that's the way our country revolves. It's capitalism.
I'm just saying, you going with niggas that actively say I'm telling you, I'd rather go with the slither of hope that it might go to somewhere nice, that or people that will make the reforms necessary for it to go to the right people, than the people who are telling you to your fucking face, no, go fuck off, Blackie.
All right, so you want the people that lie to you and be like, yeah, I fuck with you, but not really.
Yeah,
I want the people that's going to give me a chance. But
they're not giving
you. They are giving you a chance.
How?
Because we got this COVID bill. We got this relief fund right now, which would have never happened.
that's not really.
What was it? What did happen with Trump? If we knew he was winning,
well, we did get it with Trump.
I was saying, Trump,
we got one. No, we got one.
No, Trump gave us two.
Trump gave us two.
And he gave us two. He gave us two.
Wait.
I'm not even defending him.
Let's be factual. He gave us two.
Why did he give us that second one?
Listen, he gave us.
Why did he give us that second one?
Factual. Hold on.
Why did he give us that second one?
Let me finish what I was about to say. He gave us two, and he wanted the second one to be higher than what the Democrats knocked down.
And when was that? At what point did he say that? When he was getting his ass kicked?
Motives are a different story.
The motives matter to me. I don't give a fuck what he's doing.
You got the same motive as Biden.
Okay, so why did Democrats knock it down?
Especially
what motive did they have to give us less money?
Especially mainly your girl Kamala.
Hold up. Who was in power at the time?
The Democrats knocked it down.
No. Kamala voted against it.
Mike.
Yes, she's actually right. This is
when the Republicans controlled the Senate?
Yes, this is when Trump was in office a couple months ago.
So that's when the Republicans controlled the Senate? Doesn't matter if Kamala votes against it.
But she still did.
Because she knew it was bullshit.
You don't remember when Trump
blocked the bill?
Huh? You don't remember when Trump blocked the bill?
What blocked what bill?
The second stimulus. He blocked it at first because he said no, everybody should get 2,000. You don't remember that?
No. When was that?
Trump. So the second economic relief package came out.
When was it? When?
When did we get those checks? November? October? When did we get those checks?
So when he knew he was going to fucking lose. That's now he's starting that.
Mike, we didn't know he was going to lose till fucking 3 days after the election.
Niggas knew he was going to lose. When he, I don't trust no. When you wait till election time, like, oh, now we want. Bro, come on, man.
He blocked the $1,200 check.
I know what you did, but I know why you did it too.
But you act like Biden wouldn't have done that too, though.
I understand it's not sincere.
Okay, what do you think about Biden not fucking wiping out student aid?
I don't like Biden either. It's not right.
But he's the guy that you're that you're fighting for right now.
He's a Democrat.
Because he's better than that nigga.
I'll agree there, yes.
So that's all I'm saying. If you're willing to sign with that motherfucker for a couple dollars, something's wrong with you. I'm sorry. If you're willing to cast your vote for him and people
vote.
Like him, knowing who they believe, what they believe in.
Shit. I can't. I never fault somebody for looking out for their pockets. That's me.
Shit, nigga. Shit. Fuck that. That's fuck your pockets, nigga.
Yeah. I can't do it.
You got more money than you'll ever spend in your life.
But that's not true, Mike.
That's not true.
No,
that's
not an NBA player, but these big corporations.
Yeah,
that
but
got,
like, but them. That's,
yeah.
That's
it's a lot of them.
We're not talking about them.
It's a lot.
We're talking about black Republicans.
Yeah.
So, you're black. You are black, bro. You are black. I can't. You're black. Yes, there's niggas that, okay, and the Democrats that hate you and whatever, but these niggas got hoods on. Sorry. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. I just... It seemed to me to be over there on that side is just to be like, I don't see the Klansmen.
No,
cash my check though, Massa.
Nah.
I don't have anything else. I was going to comment on the no safe space for men thing that was going around, where the dude was crying on the I Am Athlete.
I didn't
podcast.
Watch the episode, but apparently they took that out of context.
They took it out of context.
Yeah, and they were talking about how it's no safe space for men, and then like. What I saw was really nasty is a lot of women were talking about, oh, you have space to be violent towards other people. And I was like, bro, see, this is...
Men's fault. Dude, shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm like, bro, this well, is why nobody opens up to you. And they complain, like, this is why I'll be like, oh, nobody opens up to us because y'all are nasty. And especially when the... Yo, women are nasty people.
I just think it's like the same women saying that are the same women
that don't have no men,
or the same women that vent about their men on the timeline. Like, you are the reason why we don't do that.
Yeah, and then they don't understand why the shit doesn't work.
As soon as you
leave, keep finding yourself in this predicament, dumb. Get it right. And you can never, them the same type of chicks that when it's like, when they see a woman cheat, but they be like, well, he wasn't the best there.
We see that with Insecure all the time.
Insecure. And then I saw somebody defend that with girlfriends when Darnell got cheated on by the dude.
Well, she was eating cherries with that. He had lunch with the girl from Red Lobster. Yeah, he had lunch. You were seeing this nigga.
Yeah, that was his coworker.
And going on dates with this nigga. Yeah. And you had that nigga in your house while you were fucking around with him. Nasty.
And you let him be fake friends with fucking Darnell for who knows how long. Yeah, but you even broke the news.
It's again, you know, it's another thing is that women don't know accountability. And that's... At the end of the day, women don't have accountability and they're dumb. Is that it, guys? I don't really have anything for sports.
I'm good. I don't got nothing for sports.
Basketball season's going on.
All-star break. That's
All-star
it.
Break. Do we think it's a mistake? Because I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be good.
It's not for another month. So, or not a month, but a couple weeks.
No. Is it this weekend?
No, it's not this week. I think it might be the next because the game's
in. I
end.
Think it's the end of the month, I wanted to say. But maybe I'm tripping.
No. I'm going to tell you right now.
I know the trade deadline's end of the month. That's what I'm fucking about.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Nice. March. It says the NBA All-Star Game is March 7th. I mean, that's Sunday.
Wow.
Shit.
And they're doing everything in one night, too.
Yeah.
I said they're doing a skills, three-point, and then...
Slam dunk contest.
They're doing... which is kind of nasty. They're doing a dunk contest at halftime of the All-Star Game.
That's how it used to be.
Really?
Never do that.
Really? That's going to be a long-ass halftime where they're going to fly through that dunk.
That's not even healthy like for three
people. I'm pretty sure that's how they used to do it.
It's only like three people in the dunk contest, too.
I mean, the whole thing is going to be weird. And
yeah. Thanks, COVID.
Shout out to COVID. I like the last one.
When D-Wade lied?
When D-Wade lied.
He lied.
D-Wade lied to get that boy in there.
Derrick Jones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have won.
Which is all he's good for on the court, so I guess he needed something.
Literally
all he's good for is a highlight reel. But anybody else? Anything? No?
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bro.
I appreciate that. It's, you know.
It's not Thursday.
Wow.
He said, fuck you, nigga.
Wow. But, yeah, appreciate you guys. All right, yeah, so that's it.
Bye, bitches.
That's another episode. You already know this. Follow us on all the socials, at the NTS Pod on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Make sure you engage in leaving us messages. Oh, a shout out to Brielle for that really nice review that she left.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out very to Brielle. Sweet. I really sure. appreciate it. Thank you, Brielle. Love you.
Be more like Brielle.
Be more like Brielle, man. You want to be the optimal listener, supporter, be more like Brielle. Be active. You know what I'm saying? She left us a lovely, beautiful review. Do stuff like that. It doesn't have to be as beautiful. It could be a bunch of wing dings. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. Just leave us. It helps with the engagement.
What?
You don't know that type where it's all the funky type web wing dings? Wing? No, it's wing ding. We'll get into it later. Yeah. We will see y'all next time. We will see y'all next time, same place. We love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Peace out.
Make sure you use Cash App.
Peace. Not unless they pay.